across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Boom shakalaka laka boom shakalaka laka boom shakalaka laka boom. That's how the Joker's music went. Good evening, dear listener. The A-Team is back, and by that I mean Ed is in the house. Makes no difference whatsoever to me, but it means we might get more cups of tea. This is Talk Radio.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Laka-laka. That's dedicated to everybody on Twitter tonight. Man alive. So today has been expensive and exciting. Which do you want first, Kaz? This is Ian Lee. Ed is back. Nice to have you back, Ed.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Bite me.
Sorry, what?
Don't build up your putt.
Who is he?
Who is that guy? Where's Emma Corsham? Catherine is here. Good evening, Catherine.
Good evening.
Callers, Tris, Simon, Alan, stay there. We'll get to you shortly. You can call in as well, dear listener. 0844 499 1000. If you're watching on Periscope, it's at a slightly peculiar angle, partly because of the day I've had today. Now, do you want the expense or the excitement?
Well, I'd like to go straight to excitement, but my producer brain says... Yeah. Let's keep them hanging on.
OK.
Let's go expensive first.
OK, so the expense is, as I was driving into work yesterday, my engine light came on. I didn't really think too much about it, because often what happens when the lights come on my dashboard is the next time I turn the car on, it's gone.
Yeah. Old car, isn't it?
I have the light light comes on quite a lot.
What light light?
The light light that means one of your lights isn't working.
Oh, right, yeah.
And the number... Normally, it's one of the two lights above the rear registration thing has gone. That's fine. But the number of times the light light has come on, and I've gone and looked at all of the lights, and all the lights are working, so I ignore the light light.
But the light light lies.
The engine light came on, OK? The engine light came on.
Right, you don't mess around with that guy.
Well, I have done in the past. And also, I felt as I was driving... 0844 499 1000, we call you back. I felt as I was driving into work yesterday, it was juddering a little bit, but... I thought maybe I'm imagining it. Maybe it's the placebo effect, Brian Molko, etc. So, this morning I got in the car. I was all ready to go for a run. I had the dog and I was in my tracksuit. Wore a tracksuit all day. It's very liberating. It's like being like J-Lo.
Or Elton John.
And I got in the car and the engine light came on. I was like, oh, nuts, I forgot about the engine light. And we drove and then I pulled over and I thought, I'm going to look in the book to see what it says about the engine light. I've got the book. So I looked in the book and it said, engine light, catalytic converter, slow down, get to a garage immediately.
Ooh, not playing games.
So I phoned up one garage and said, no, we can't take it. I phoned up another garage and said, yes, bring it in. And I brought it in. And he said, leave it with me, we'll give you a call back. Beautiful. Walked the dog home, didn't go for the run. Pucker. He called me up and he said, right, we've plugged it into the computer, because they plug it into the computer now. No one actually fixes a car.
You can't get into the engine half the time. It's a sealed unit.
You've got to load up a floppy disk and use your joystick. And so he used his Kempston and he got into it. And he said, I'm firing off all the jokes for the geeks tonight, guys. He said, right, it's saying two things. We think if we fix the first thing, then the second thing will be okay, but it might not be.
Oh.
And I said, okay. He said, the first thing will be £260 plus VAT.
What?
I went, okay. He said, but don't worry. We'll have it fixed by 3, and then we'll know where we are with the car. I went, beautiful. 3:30, he phones me up. They sent us the wrong part.
What?
And I was like, aye. He said, yeah, so we're going to get the part first thing tomorrow morning. You're the first thing, first job on the thing. We'll have it done by 9:30.
Is that a standard excuse, the wrong part thing? Because I've had that before, and I can't believe they get it so wrong all the time.
I've been to this garage before, and let's just say I wasn't that keen about going there again. I went, okay, can I come and get the car? Because I need to get to work tonight. Do you think it'd be all right to get to London? He went, oh, no, I've stripped it. I went, what do you mean? So I've taken the bit out and chucked it.
Whoa. I'm no mechanic. Yes. You may have noticed.
Go on.
You don't start taking things to bits until you've got the right bit to replace, surely?
Boom, shakalaka.
That's like starting to make a cake and then realising you haven't got any eggs.
I went, right, this is awkward because I need to get to London tonight for work. Talk radio needs me.
It's serious business.
And he went, well, there's nothing we can do. And then I did my favourite thing, which is what you should do with car people. I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Silence. And he went, well, I could lend you a Ford Fiesta. I went, yeah, beautiful. I'll come and get that. So I'm driving in a Ford Fiesta. So £250 plus VAT, £260 plus VAT. So you're looking at £300. And that may not fix the problem. There may then be another problem. Here's the thing. I can now... 0844-499-1000. I can now see myself buying a new car. It's done a lot of miles. It's a Volkswagen Polo from... From 2006 or 2011.
Okay.
2011, it's done about 110,000 miles. That's
right.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I can see myself at this time of financial insecurity, I can see myself having to buy a new car.
See, this is what happens, right? And this is why I will never use a car until it falls to bits again.
Yeah.
Because you think you're having a laugh because you've paid it off and everything. And
yeah.
But you increasingly have to nurse it.
Oh, well, my last car, I was nursing it and nursing, and it got to a point where if I'd nursed it again, I'd have spent over £1,000 on it. And I went, I'm going to buy a new one.
My first car that I owned outright was a Corsa, right?
Yeah. And it was.
I loved it. Silver Bullet, I used to call it. But when it came to the point where...
Bullet you can buy in Ann Summers now.
Can you?
Yeah.
Came to the point where I was going uphill and having to apply to release the accelerator to go faster. I thought, this isn't right anymore, is it?
By the way, yes, Oasis did rip off that tune. That was Neil Innes. How sweet to be an idiot. And Oasis did rip that tune off.
I'm free.
And, yeah, exactly. And then Neil Innes sued. And I don't know if he got a writing credit, but he got a shed load of money. And... Neil Innes is going to come on the show soon.
Excellent.
Neil Innes is coming on the show soon. I've been emailing his wife.
And, oh, she the boss?
She's the boss.
Excellent.
And so Neil Innes is coming on soon. So, car trouble. Now, they've given me this car, right? And I knew it's a Fiesta. I've driven Fiestas before.
Do you know what I drove today? A courtesy car.
Go on.
An Up.
I've never heard of that.
It's like a Fiesta that someone's chopped the back off.
Oh, blimey.
An Up.
Well, I got this car, right? And as I was driving, a little song formulated in my head that summed up the car perfectly.
Go on.
The brakes don't work, it just makes it worse. They really are, you really do have to anticipate that you're going to stop in the next 10 seconds and apply those brakes quite hard.
This is a mechanics car, you
say? Oh, yes, yes, yes. It is. The brakes on it are Alan, Simon and Tris, I will get you in a minute, 0844 499 1000. The brakes on it are awful.
And it's not even that it's a heavy car.
No. You've really got to pump it.
Right, well, you're the man for that.
So, but hopefully I'll get... Here's my prediction. I'll get a phone call tomorrow morning at 9:30 saying, we fixed it, but this next bit needs doing, and that's another 200 nicker plus VAT. And I'll pay that. If after that it require more work, then me, sir, pay no more money, sir.
No.
Me go get new car, sir.
No, no point.
There is no point to it whatsoever. And the good thing about it is it gets me out of taking the boys to Legoland tomorrow.
Oh, you tight swine.
No.
Can you walk it?
No, well, I have... they don't know where I live. I have got the boys all day tomorrow, so I'm going to get 4.5 hours sleep. That's going to be fun. And they said today, Daddy, can you take us to Legoland? What? Mummy said you'd take us to Legoland tomorrow. Did she? Well, Daddy's not that keen because Daddy will get 4 hours sleep, then I'll have all day at Legoland, and then Daddy will have to come and do radio show. Daddy don't think so. Can you check the heating? Because it's still very hot. There's no cool air coming out. 0844 499 1000. So it gets me, Katarina, out of going to Legoland, which is good, because I'd have to get up early to go to Legoland early. So instead, I think we're going to go into town and we are going to do what has been exciting to me today, and we are going to go and play Pokemon Go. That's what I'm planning to do tomorrow. We downloaded Pokemon Go today, and there was immediately a Pokemon in our living room. Immediately. And we caught that bugger. There, try that. That'll do.
If it does anything.
So we got... And then there was one outside the house. And then we couldn't find any more Pokemon Goes anywhere. We saw... You have to look for the leaves shifting on the map. And we found one, but it was in someone's back garden.
You're legally allowed to go in there, though, aren't you?
Well, you are ridding them of what is effectively a very dangerous monster. So we did that, but there weren't many Pokemon where we live. But what's been great today is watching gentlemen between the ages of 13 and 35 walking around holding their phones and moving their phones around like that. Everywhere they've been like that. There was a lad on his bike doing it.
I nearly ran a grown man over. He was standing on an industrial estate in the middle of the road, obviously engrossed in this catching process.
Well, I've yet to be pounced on by a sex gang. More's the pity! Not in any way making light of sexual assault. But we went for a little Pokemon hunt before the show, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And
it was...
you caught one?
I did catch one, and that was... I felt powerful. I felt very powerful.
But then,
is it a bit glitchy, though, or are we just not... Are you not just playing it properly?
I don't know, you see, because... I don't really know how to... 0844 499 1000 if you know how to play it properly. I was looking for the leaves are rustling, and then we walked the leaves are rustling. Now the GPS may not be very good here, because quite often we'd be walking, but the character, Scooby Vader, as he's known, would not move on the map.
Do you know my favourite part of the Pokemon hunt we went on?
Yeah.
When you pressed yourself against the... against the... You know where tennis people are.
Yes.
You pressed yourself against the mesh that separates the tennis court from the rest of the area.
Yes.
And it reminded me of Kim Wilde and Kids in America.
Oh.
Yeah. We still didn't catch that one, did we?
No, we didn't. It didn't appear.
We didn't startle the tennis players.
It didn't appear. And earlier on today, I was walking around, because the boys were so desperate to see a third Pokemon, I got one of the incense. You can get incense to attract them.
Did you buy that?
No, you get two free.
Right.
Nah, nothing. Nothing came. So if anybody can tell us exactly what the hell we're doing wrong. And I didn't want to talk about Pokemon Go, because everyone's talking about Pokemon Go today, but I've actually been playing it quite a lot. And then on the way to pick up the car, I saw a Pokemon Go.
At one point, I had to tell Ian to stop tiptoeing. Because we were just
If you make a noise, they can be scared away.
Really?
I think so. I don't know. This is why I'm hoping. If you've got a child who's up, maybe it's you've got an early summer holiday or they're sick. If you've got a child who's up,
or you've been trying it out for them.
Yes, of course. 0844 499 1000. How the bloody hell does that game work? Tris, Simon, Alan, I swear to God, you're coming up next.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, let's go to Tris. Evening, Tris.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, 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 hip. Tris.
How you doing, you two? You all right?
Good, thank you. I don't feel very well. I had the start of a migraine on the way in. I felt really rough, and I've eaten really badly today. I've eaten a load of old crap. I went back to bad habits today. Terrible, terrible migraine. So I've gained way too many Nurofen. Don't do that, kids. It's making me very gaseous. It's making me feel lethargic, very, very sweaty. So physically, Tris, no.
But in the other sense, how are you?
No!
Okay.
No!
What about you, Kerr?
I'm all right.
Cool, so am I. I loved Neil Innes opening the show, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a good song, that. He's coming on. Hopefully he's going to come on. His wife said he'd be up for it. And she is just checking with him.
You know, a bit of a contentious choice.
By the way, the Ruttles are going to be doing a tour in October.
Oh.
Yeah, one of them's dead, isn't they?
Well, he won't be then.
No, probably not.
No, none of them are dead.
No?
None of the Ruttles are dead.
The George Harrison character was.
That's Ricky Fattah, who was also a fully fledged, paid-up member of the Beach Boys for 2 years.
Oh, was he?
Yes, he was. He was the drummer in the Beach Boys from about 1971 to 1973, when they got funky.
Did he play on 2020 then?
No.
Oh.
That was 2020, was like 1969. I'm thinking that he played on, was it? He might have been, they were on Holland, that was it, him and Blondie Chaplin. They were on Holland.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
they were on Carl and the Passions.
Carl and the Passions. That's a good album, though.
Yeah, it's a good album, and it's a weird album, but the Dennis Wilson songs on there are amazing, and it's also got my favourite Beach Boys song of all time. When I interviewed Brian Wilson the first time, he said, "What's your favourite Beach Boys song?" And when I told him, he said, "Really? That's a strange choice," and then he started singing it to me.
Oh.
Do you know what song it is?
No, I don't.
Let me play you. For obscure Beach Boys songs, this is an absolute doozy. And it sounds weird and not everyone likes it. Here we go.
Hey, hey, Marcella. Hey, hey, Marcella. Hey, hey, Marcella.
Here we go. Hang on. Here we go. I love this song. I love it. It's about Brian Wilson's nurse. It's either about his nurse or his masseuse that would give him hand jobs.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
on
there
on
we
the
go.
Island.
Here we go. Funky.
One arm over my shoulder. Sandals dance at my feet. Pass down, knock you right over.
Ooh, Marcella's so sweet. The weirdest. It was a single and it went nowhere, and it's wonderful. And I said that to Brian Wilson. In fact, I'm going to find that interview and I'm going to play that bit. I'm going to play that bit tomorrow or next week, where he said, "Really?" And he started singing it back to me, and I cried.
I mean, I'm no Beach Boys fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I always found that the late 60s, sort of mid-70s yeah. stuff far more interesting yeah. than their surf music.
68 to 73. You don't get any band better and selling less records than those guys. Just beautiful.
I was going to say about Neil Innes, actually. Maybe a bit of a contentious choice, but I would probably stick Bonzo Dog in my top 10 favourite bands of all time.
You put the Bonzos?
I listen to them so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Bonzos are great. A little bit hit and miss, I think, sometimes, but they are excellent.
Fully backed by Paul McCartney as well.
Yeah, yeah. What's I'm trying to think of my favourite Bonzo. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
I know the best Bonzo song. Intro, outro.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. I like My Pink Half of the Drainpipe.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, check that out. It's good.
Yeah, they're good. They're good band.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's, yeah. I heard you reclaiming the word MILF last night, which is one of my favourite words.
And well, I didn't know that we were allowed to say it now, but Fergie's released a song called MILF Dollar.
I mean, does anyone listen to Fergie anymore, though?
Well, there's a thing.
I mean, no, I don't think anyone really... Did she do her bumps, my bumps?
My lovely lady lumps.
Wow. I mean, geez, that's just like kiddie nursery rhyme stuff, isn't it? apparently the next single after MILF Dollar is called Milk Milk Lemonade. So that's the level of songwriting she's got to.
Do you know, MILF was my eldest daughter's maybe fourth or fifth word.
Flipping, eh?
Oh, I know. I got in so much trouble with my wife. when they're little, you just talk as normal around them. You don't think. Whenever I've dropped them at like any groups or been to like the health visitor or something, I always say that I'm chilling with the milks. And anyway, one day when she was about two, we pulled up alongside some women with buggies, and she went MILF at the top of the
hey, yay, yay.
Oh, well.
Oh, no.
Wowzers. Wowzers.
Yeah, I got into a lot of trouble for that,
good.
Actually, believe it or not. Yeah, I know it's
good.
Wrong. I know it's wrong.
I'm normally brilliant in front of the kids. The one time I let slip was when I was driving, and I've told this story before, I was driving and the boys were in the back and someone cut me up, and so I beat them and I said a rude word and I forgot the boys were there. And they said, Daddy, Daddy, what does that mean?
Ouch.
And I went, oh, it's a male hen.
I've not slipped up yet, or they've not caught me out yet, the kids, but they've certainly dobbed my mum in to play
school. Oh, really?
Yeah. My littlest said, if you get cross, you have to... This is what she told her play school teacher. If you get cross, you have to say, oh, dear, or oh, crumbs, although Grandma says, oh, chips.
The boys now, because the four-year-old's watching a lot of Scooby-Doo. So his favourite things he says now is if something surprises him, he goes, yikes! Or, what does he say? Oh, heck!
Oh, well, the youngest has been watching this thing. I don't know if you've seen it. Your kids, I don't know whether they'd be allowed to watch it.
Yeah.
It's on Nick Jr., no, I think, on Nickelodeon. It's called Gumball, and it's kind of like... It's quite a funny cartoon. I quite like it. Anyway, the youngest now, whenever she is surprised by anything, says, what the?
Ay, ay, ay.
First time she said it in front of my dad, he thought there was going to be a swear coming up. But no, she always just says, what the?
Although when children swear... it is funny.
You can't laugh.
Yeah.
I remember, again, when my eldest is quite bad for this, and I don't know where she gets it from.
I think I've got a clue.
Yeah. and trust me, it's very hard to explain ironic sexism to a two-year-old as well. That didn't fly with my wife. But when she once rolled off the sofa, and when she hit that point of... when you pass the brink, pass the point of no return, the first time she said the S word, just before hitting the floor, I may have laughed for about 10 minutes.
It's
and I know I'm a terrible parent.
But she used it in context.
She did, and it was brilliant. And she looked so emotionally scarred that Daddy was laughing at her falling flat on her face.
There you say, Trace, we have to be so careful. Thank you for that, Trace. 0844 499 1000. If you call in and I cut you off in a way that seems rude, I still haven't got the faders. So what I would normally do, it would be a delicate, I would fade you down and then I would, it would end a little bit more. It's an abrupt cut at the moment and I apologise for that and it will get sorted out next week. So, you know, apologise if it seems a little bit rude. I've always been really good swearing around the boys. And I've been always very good. Although the 6-year-old, has now done this thing. And I wish I told him to stop, but I don't want to say it like I'm telling him off. But flipping it, he's getting really good at sneaking up on me and going, boom!
Right, and that is the way he's going to elicit a swear.
Yeah, it is. And it's honestly, it does it when I'm really relaxed. And it's awful. I've gone, oh! Matt, dude, you have to stop doing that, please.
But, of course, that's the fun.
But he does it. Quite often he'll come home with his mum and they'll sneak in. I won't hear them come in. And I'll be watching an adult movie. And I don't mean a blue movie. But I mean, what was I watching? It might have been The Impossible. Anyway, it had a lot of swear words in it. A lot. Oh, it was the heavy metal thing I was watching. The God, Lamb of God thing. A lot of swear words in it. And I couldn't get the control. I couldn't find the controller to stop it. And so I was talking very loudly so they could. What? You don't want to know what this is. This is for grown-ups. I found. There's the pause button. Just in case there was any swear words, they wouldn't hear it.
When we went to America once, right, they don't censor some songs on the radio. And there was a song out at the time by Nicki Minaj called Starships.
Okay.
And it's quite a jolly song. The girls really liked it. But there was a line in it where she said, I'm higher than a mother lover. But she said the actual thing.
Hey, yay, yay, on the radio.
And I guess we could have turned it off. But I turned it into a bit of a game. They didn't realise that I was playing it. Where every time I could feel her revving up for that particular line, I would shout something to distract them.
Yeah, it's got to be done. It's got to be done. Alan, Simon, Russ, stay there. Going to come to you in a minute. If you want to give us a call, it's been a little bit, and I'm going to say this, but I don't expect anyone to do anything different. I'm not, you know, telling people off. It's an observation. It's been very male heavy this week in terms of phone calls. And normally it would be about, I would say, 60-40 men to women. Sometimes it's 70-30 women to men. We've had a couple of shows like that. But it's normally quite well. For a late-night phone-in show, it's about 60-40, which is actually kind of all right. A lot of phone-in shows are very male. But this week, I think we've had... Some nights we've had one female caller.
Yeah.
And that's not to tell you ladies off. I should probably not call you ladies if I want you to call in. It's just an observation. If there's anything, this is a genuine question, actually, if there's anything I can do to make it more attractive to female callers, then let me know. And I don't mean talking about periods and stuff like that. I don't know. But you know what I mean?
We can talk about other things.
We can talk about whatever you want, you know, and we will sit here and we will talk about stuff. You can call in about anything you want. And I'm not worried about it.
No, they know they're welcome.
I don't think it's necessarily a trend that is going to stick, but I have just noticed it and I'm passing comment on it. 0844 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over.
Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yes, Alan!
Hip, hip, hip!
Hip, 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 Alan!
I bear news from government.
Oh!
Michael Gove has been sacked.
He's been shagged?
No, sacked. I didn't give
Shaft.
Him a can.
I know.
The boys wins again.
Yeah, Boris beat him. I know, didn't we know that yesterday?
No, it was confirmed today. It was confirmed today.
Well,
Theresa May gave him the can.
It's breaking news, guys. Breaking news from Alan Caddick. Just give us that breaking news one more time, Alan.
Michael Gove has been given the can from government.
He's been given a can from government. Well, there we go. Boris has won.
Well, day for the country. And also, I've been having an idea on how to attract more female callers.
Yeah, go. Is it for you not to call in for a month?
Not for any blokes to call in. Female callers only.
Well, we were going to ages ago, quite early on in the run. And we'll have another new callers night next week. There we go. Let's throw that out there.
What day, sir? No, not, we're not to call in.
Well, just listen and you'll know not to call in. I don't know what day. I know on Monday we've got my my friend Amanda Nazario from WFMU coming on, who's brilliant. She's honestly, she's the best music DJ that I have heard. She's brilliant. She's coming on. I don't know. We were going to do a women-only show, and I think there's still some merit in that. I do think there's some merit in that. So
yeah,
we will
and
do
also,
it at some point.
You know this Dave Davis interview you're going to do?
Yes, sir!
Will it be on Periscope like the David Icke interview?
No, because it'll probably be on the telephone.
Oh,
it will probably be on the telephone. I, saying that, I might email them and say, look, I can go and meet Dave somewhere.
Yeah?
I might, I thought, because they didn't get back yesterday, I might just send a little message saying, look, if it's easier, I can come and meet Dave somewhere. Because I flipping love Dave Davis. I flipping love that man. He's, I mean, from the Kinks, one of, to me, and I've said this to him, and he thought I was taking the mic. To me, he's more influential. Sorry?
Sorry.
Are you chasing a Pokemon?
No, I've only just downloaded Pokemon Go. I haven't even started it up yet.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good game. Bit buggy and a bit laggy.
Well, I'm not the one with everyone in the world downloading it.
Yeah, well, that would be it. Have you heard of another game that this same company have made called Ingress?
No, that's a new one on me.
Well, I've had several people, including Lance, who has yet to be sacked from Uxbridge despite his filthy tweets, and Rudd, who works here, and various other people have mentioned this game called Ingress, where you're on... Here's a thing, right? And did I mention this the other day? On September the 11th or the 12th, 2001... I think it was the 12th. And no one else remembers this except for me. No one remembers this, right? On September the 12th, 2001, or maybe it was the 11th. You know what happened, right?
Yeah.
The two planes.
Yeah, the plane that cut the World Trade Center.
The World Trade Center. Did you ever hear, Alan, while I think on it, did you ever hear the football commentary on Five Live shortly after the World Trade Center collapse?
No, have you got that clip?
I have got that clip somewhere. I wonder if I can find it. It was football commentary, right? On Five Live.
Get it out to Summit, drifts it out to Godwin. Dean goes down like a sack of bricks in the box. There's nobody near him. That was clearly a chance. And as he ran into it, he just collapsed. Rather like the World Trade Center, but less spectacular.
Oh, flipping it! They actually said that on Five Live. That went out. That...
So when was Director Jordan game mode?
I only play that again. This is I didn't know it was going to pop up. So where did that come from? Because that came from somewhere. So it's literally the World Trade Center was in September. So this is like October, November. There's a commentary on a football match on Five Live, and the fella thinks this is an appropriate thing to say.
Gets it out to Summerby. Summerby drifts it out to Godwin. Dean goes down like a sack of bricks in the box. There's nobody near him. That was clearly a chance. And as he ran into it, he just collapsed. Rather like the World Trade Center, but less spectacular.
But less spectacularly.
Still disrespectful.
Well, very disrespectful. I mean, you couldn't even make a comment like that now.
The thing is, those guys have various sayings already pre-planned in their head. This is going to sound good. That is too contrived for him not to have.
He's a famous sports commentator, though, isn't he? He's still working at Five.
So it wasn't Stuart Hall.
No. I think it was on September 11th, 2001. They were going to release a game that I was very, very excited about, right? Mm-hmm. And what it was way ahead of its time. It was, you had to log into, does anyone else remember this, right? 0844 499 1000. I'll call you back. Simon and Russ will come to you in a minute. You had to log into a computer, right, and log on to this website and give them your email address, your home phone number and your mobile number.
Wow.
Right? And you were basically, you're going to be a spy. And you would then get phone calls, texts and emails telling you that bombs were about to go off in various locations, and you had to get to those locations and disarm the bombs to stop, you know, people being killed.
Right. Pre-September the 11th, yeah. That's an awesome concept.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant.
These days, too close to the real thing.
Does anybody remember that? And I think it was going to launch on September the 11th, and they pulled it, and it was... I remember thinking, this is the most exciting thing ever. But nobody else remembers it at all.
Surely they could have adapted it. Maybe not had you looking for bombs.
Come on, how they go? You couldn't make that work. You couldn't make that work now.
Someone
on... look, Ewan knows what I'm talking about on Periscope.
Good.
08444991000.
The wild man of late night radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
08444991000. I'm feeling very dicky today, spiritually and mentally, but physically as well. I've got terrible indigestion. I've got a headache. I'm sweaty. I was doing all right, and then as I was coming into work, I just had an attack of the guilts and the shames, and I just went and bought a load of food. Ugh! So I feel terrible. Simon!
Pep, Ian.
Hip, Simon. Sorry, I kept you waiting for ages. I can only apologise.
Okay.
These things happen. What you got for us, boss?
You should stay away from them Nurofen. They're bad for your stomach.
They are bad for your stomach, but
they make
you
bleed.
They fix my... Well, they do, but they fix my head.
Oh, okay.
They fix my head. So, I don't take them unless I really need to.
So it was Pokemon Go was what I phoned in about.
Yeah, go on.
43-year-old man. Should know better.
Sorry.
I mean,
I haven't ever Pokemon at the time when it was big. And I've spent all day on it.
I remember Pokemon when it was a card game.
Yeah.
You know, that's how old I am. The thing is, the Pokemon are so bloody hard to find.
I've got a shop next door, and it's a poke stop.
Have you spoken to the council about that? That must be horrible. Loads of men pulling up in all kinds of hours of the night.
There are a lot of cars go past. Yeah.
So, what happens in a poke stop?
I don't actually know. So every now and again, you get the little balls, then you press the thing.
I don't know what. See, you don't even know what you're talking about, do you?
No, I've got no idea. I got, and it was, as Kath was saying, I got it to make sure it was okay for the kids.
Yeah,
and
she did.
That's absolutely her.
I think it's a little bit dry for the kids because you've got to go quite some distances sometimes to catch a Pokemon.
That's good, but it just tires them out.
Yeah. We learned something. We learned that the little triangle of grass opposite Talk Radio used to be an envelope factory. Yeah, I know, exactly.
Thrilling, isn't it?
Stunned and silent.
But when you said, when you opened with, I'm a 43-year-old man, there was a moment, wasn't there, earlier on, Ian, where I said, you know, you're 43.
Yeah, but you loved it.
I did.
You loved it.
I'm not ashamed to admit that.
Yes.
Just the last thing before I go, what's abuse about?
What, on Twitter?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, right? So I have a love-hate relationship with Twitter, and I've decided that what I'm going to do for the rest of the month, and I may change my mind, this is my one, and I said on Twitter, look, for my mental health, right, I'm going to stay off Twitter, I'm just going to post stuff about the show and plug stuff, but I'm not going to interact with anybody, and if anybody posts anything that I think is abuse or feels like abuse, I'm going to block them. Right. And I said, I'm doing this for my mental health. Right. Well, then some dickhead, it was some bloke called Pablo, then went and posted it on all these people's timelines. So then within an hour, I'd blocked 30 people who then just called me a snowflake. I don't know what a snowflake is. It sounds quite nice, actually. It's quite nice.
That's the insult of the moment.
OK. But, well, coupled with the C word. I had 30 people call me the C word in an hour. Within 3 hours, I'd blocked 60 people calling me the C word. And and they weren't even following me, right? So this guy called Pablo and others had shared it. And Pablo was following me. And they called me the C word. All because I said, because I'm really struggling at the moment with depression and self-worth, and to protect my mental health... You know the thing that kills people, yeah? You know the thing that kills more men than cancer or heart disease or anything like that. You know that, right? That thing, right, that is the biggest killer of men between, I think it's between 20 and 42. It keeps getting higher and higher, that age bracket. Because of that, I then had 60 people calling me the C word. Calling me the C word. One bloke called me a cum cave.
I seen the old bottle that
it's called. A cum cave! A cave of it! I couldn't believe it!
I see you offered them all the opportunity to phone in and express.
Well, that gentleman,
not one of them is taken.
That gentleman, I said, all right, keyboard warrior, here's my phone number. Why don't you give me a call? And I gave him my phone number. And he replied, that's not a mobile. I said, yeah, I know. You're not getting my mobile. That's my phone number. Call me, keyboard warrior. He went, nah, 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 nah. Give me your mobile.
But you know what this is? It's a load of people. Someone has started up again. Someone's thrown up at the bat signal that now let's all troll this guy because he's shown some vulnerability.
Yeah.
And they all want to get blocked. That's the game. That's the game. And apparently that's hilarious. These are grown-ups and with children in many cases.
Poor Cara from the Periscope, the abuse she got as well was absolutely terrible.
Oh, disgusting. Just to clarify, thank you, Marcus. It's cleared that up. The football commentary I just played was on BBC Radio Derby, and it was September 2002. Thank you, Marcus. It was actually very, very useful information. I appreciate that. That'll get worked into the next show. Of course, I got drawn into... I was blocking most people, but they wanted to be blocked. I would then check their timelines, and they go, brilliant, he's blocked me. And then some bloke... I just blocked a bloke called the Gentleman Rapist.
God.
And then some bloke who's calls himself Super Yid or something. He said, I thought you were going to block people who are abusive to you, and yet you're sending abuse out, you hypocrite. So I blocked him. Well, he went berserk! He went berserk! He called me a Rick with a P at the front of it.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it! And this, for them, it's a badge of honour. Someone with a blue tick. Some of them have heard of me. A lot of them haven't heard of me. Or, you know, you think it has been, all that.
Right, they think they're punching up.
Well, yeah, exactly. They go, oh, brilliant. We've upset someone with a blue tick. And do you know what? I'm going to say it. Yeah, you have upset me. Do you know what? I've had such a crap day, right? I very nearly didn't come into work today. Because I was getting a migraine. Because I just felt like jumping off the top of a flipping cliff, right? And then just to get 3 hours of people calling you a C word and a Rick and all of this stuff. And I'm thinking, what have I done? And I'm not going to kill myself today, but you could see how something like that could push someone over the edge who was like in the real moment of despair. All of these people piling on. You were funny. You're so 1995. Where's Ricky Gervais? You're a C. You're a Rick. All of this stuff.
But also, if you were a woman, there would have been a sexual element to it as well. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
If I want that sort of abuse, I'll talk to my ex-wife.
Well, there you go, you see, Simon. Thank you very much indeed. 08444991000. Just relentless. And I have felt absolutely proper lousy today. Lousy. And it was, and I nearly didn't come in. I just thought, you know, the thought of sitting in a radio studio for 3 hours being, you know, hey, man, I just thought, I can't do it tonight. I can't do it. But I did, and I came in, and then just constant from people.
From people who don't realise what they're doing. It's a bit of sport for them.
Yeah, now Snowflake is like what we used to call a pussy.
Yeah, basically.
Back in the day,
yeah.
Right,
they're
okay.
Calling you kind of a delicate flower.
I am.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And also, Snowflake is a nice thing.
Yeah.
I like snowflakes. Do you remember when you used to make snowflakes at school by folding the paper and then cutting patterns in?
Yeah.
Every snowflake, we were told, is unique. Every snowflake. Yeah, I'm a snowflake. Snowflake and proud.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
That guy who was trolling you,
yeah.
Turns out he was a bit of a snowflake as well, because there was a certain element of him getting upset.
Oh, yeah, when I found a picture of his kids on Instagram and posted that, and he didn't like that.
Even though
was a bit below the belt.
It was, but he's putting... It was, but he's... Have you seen his feet, right? We looked at his feet.
It's all about putting fingers in places that, you know...
Basically, He's got the most like sexually charged feet, kind of sexually aggressive in a 14-year-old boy who's actually not getting any kind of way.
Here we go. Obnoxio the Clownson, not following me, just tweeted, suck my balls, whoever you are. You know, OK, I mean...
I mean, right. What's that?
Fine.
But this guy, you know, was right, the most, as I was saying, 14-year-old who's not getting any kind of language, you know. And then, have a look at my Instagram. Here's some pictures of my kids.
Yeah, OK, thanks.
They must be really proud.
I gave him my phone number so he could phone me up and talk to me. And he couldn't do it.
Of course he couldn't.
He couldn't do it. And you know what? I've not blocked him. I've muted him.
That'll kill him.
I have muted him. That'll learn him. But I'm off, and I've made the right decision. I'm going to delete the app from my phone, and I'm coming off Twitter, and I will go on there and I will plug stuff. But I'm really sorry to all the nice people, and there are lots of nice people. But I'm not going to interact with anybody, because it you know, when you're playing like Street Fighter or Yi Ah Kung Fu or something, you've got a health bar, right?
Yeah.
And it goes down and down and down and down and down. My health bar is right down to like 3%. And if I get one more special move on me, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm done. So I'm and Twitter just constantly.
And some of those divvies are button bashing out there.
Yeah, exactly. He's a button basher. And sometimes my health goes up to about 60-70%, and then you go and it goes.
So I'm not worth it. It's like allowing the whole world to text you.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Russ. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Russ. What you got for us, boss?
All right, mate. Yeah, the old Twitter thing, mate, that I shouldn't really encourage you, but that cave one...
You enjoyed that one, did you?
I'd never... No, not insulting you, just the term.
Yeah, it was a good term. Someone replied to him saying, what the hell is a cave? But
they were generally all words for ladies woo woos.
Yes,
which he seems rather obsessed by. Maybe he's not seen one for a while.
I won't call you that. I shall call you Pikachu. You know what Pikachu is, don't you?
Yeah, it's a Pokemon.
Yeah, it's the only one I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I know. It's the only one I can name off the
Squirtle.
Top of my head. Squirtle. Don't call me names. Stop picking on me,
Kath. Can I ask you an honest question, Ian, before I move on to what I rang up about?
You can ask me, but I refuse. I reserve the right not to answer if I choose not to.
Well, ask you and see what happens. Have you got the funnies with me, and have you muted me on Twitter?
I'm crying out loud, Russ. No and no.
No, because I interacted you with you the other night. It was just something to perk you up. I thought I was trying to be supportive, and
Russ,
you never responded. I thought you got the uncle.
No, Russ, this is the problem. Right, this is the problem I've got with you. Right, is you go off and you have these little hissy fits everywhere about stuff, and then you take it. It's mate. It's a phone-in show, right? It's a phone-in show. Don't take everything so personally, man. Don't go off and go, oh, well, I don't think he likes me, and I don't think he's talking to me, and, oh, I'm not going to call in anymore. Do whatever, but, Russ, it's a phone-in show, man. It's a show.
I ain't been having a hissy fit.
You have constantly. I'm never going to phone in again. That was my last call. I don't think he likes me, which you totally made up.
And that was the other week.
Yeah, I know. So you had. So that is one hissy fit, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I was just disappointed in myself.
But you put it on me. You laid it on me. You laid it on me. And now you're going. And now you're going. Oh, I don't think. Do you like me? Have you blocked me? Have you muted me? No, I haven't. And no, I don't interact with everyone. Why are you taking everything so personally, dude?
Oh no, because I know you've been getting some grief, and I don't give you grief. I commented like just a bit of support. That was all.
Right, I didn't reply to you on Twitter. So now you're going off on Facebook, going, oh, I think he's muted me. Loads of people are going, oh, he's just having a hissy fit. He'll calm down. You're making something out of the fact out of nothing. I didn't reply to you on Twitter.
All right.
So suddenly that's become a thing, Russ. It's a phone-in show, mate. I don't reply to everyone on Twitter.
I was only asking.
I'm not getting up to you, Russ. You asked me a question, right? This is another thing you do, right? You've asked me a question, and I've replied. Mm. And yet now you're judging my reply.
Well, I didn't expect you to get so...
I'm not getting worked up. I never said you are. I don't expect you to get so worked up every bloody time you phone in. And yet you have done. And you will tonight, and you'll go and post on, you'll go and post on Facebook. Oh, I phoned in, and he got really uppity with me. I'm not. You've asked me a question, and I've answered it honestly.
All right, fair enough, Ian. It's pointless to be carrying on with the conflict.
And there you go again. And now you're doing it.
You just killed the atmosphere, like.
I've not. I didn't ask. I didn't ask. I didn't get a hissy fit because I didn't get a reply on Twitter. I've not killed the atmosphere.
I never had a hissy fit, Ian. You're the one having the hissy fit.
Russ, listen, man. You take everything.
I rang up to have a positive.
But then you've asked me. A question, and I've answered it, and you didn't like the answer, and so now you're picking up the ball. You're picking up your ball, and you're running away with it, Russ. You don't like it when you've asked a question. I've given you an honest answer, and you don't like it.
I don't like the tone of your voice.
I didn't like the tone of your voice. I didn't have a tone. Yes, you did.
When?
You see what I mean, Russ? You're always looking at other people, right, and not looking at your part in things. That's what I've noticed from our phone calls.
Right. Very strange.
Yeah, I know, Russ.
I don't know what you're getting at, Ian. I really don't. I don't know what you're getting at.
All right, Russ. Bloody hell.
Talk radio.
Oh, some people are so needy. Oh, God, we did the right thing getting off that Facebook page because God knows what they're going to say about us now. Here's the thing, guys. If you ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. Okay?
Good.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I'm so glad that I got her to think of. She's fine as any Valentine. I think about her all the time. Cross my heart and hope to die. She sends me silly messages and pictures, directing traffic in the mall, or buzzing with some brand new shoes. She never fails to surprise. She makes me laugh. Scrabble with the guys and wear our pink party hats. Maybe I should take her on safari. You'll see us wave from our canoe if that's what she wants to do. Tell me what's wrong with that. She makes me laugh.
Yeah.
ask a question?
I've got people saying that was a character assassination.
No.
I just answered I was asked a question from someone who's obviously very needy, and I answered it. He's now having a pop at me on Twitter. No, I'm not. I'm interpreting it as a pop. This is the thing, right, with certain people, right? They're allowed to challenge, but when I respond, that's an attack, and that is not allowed. So, Russ, I've muted you on Twitter, right? I muted you. I didn't have a problem with you on Twitter. I do now. And he's muted. You're welcome to call in, right? The thing as well about this phone, it's a phone-in show, right? So it's not all going to be flowers and incense, you know.
The other thing is that our job is to be on the radio. So if we don't interact with you to your satisfaction off-air, apologies for that. But
or even if we don't interact to your satisfaction on air, apologies to that. You know, but
it's not all about you.
It's not all about you, I'm afraid. You know, you're more than welcome.
I think most people get that.
Yeah, yeah.
Some don't.
We've got bloody Jonathan coming up next. God almighty.
Oh, blimey, here we go.
Russ, listen, man. You've contributed some great stuff to this show. You've contributed some not such great stuff to this show. I would say the same to you, Catherine. Yeah. I would say the same to Ed. I would say the same to me. We've all contributed great stuff. We've all contributed stuff that actually is a little bit pony. Ed probably more than anybody,
yeah,
if
Ed's
I'm honest.
Terrible.
In fact, I don't remember Ed contributing anything. No, I don't.
Ed,
everybody has, right? All of the callers have given us gold. Some of them have given us frankincense, and some have given us myrrh, for crying out loud. And that was myrrh, right? And I'm sorry if you feel aggrieved, Russ, and if you choose not to call in, that's groovy. But and I'm saying this to everyone now, because I don't want to make this an attack on Russ, because it isn't, because I've genuinely had some brilliant calls from Russ, and I've learned about the Seeds, which is a great little band because of Russ, right? But you can't afford to, if you're going to be precious, don't phone up, you know. You can't do that, you know. And then to be rude about me in other forums, and these people will say that they weren't rude and I need to learn to take criticism.
Need to learn. Do you know what? We're not looking at him anymore.
I had some bloke on the Facebook page say, well, Ian blocked me on Twitter because I was defending you, Russ. Yet you call me a tosser, mate. That's why you got blocked, you know. And here's the thing. I'm a human being, right? I don't have to take that. And so I'm learning to set up boundaries. And those boundaries mean muting people and blocking people and telling people when I've been hurt.
Or choosing not to interact with people all the time as soon as they send you a message.
You're
too available. I think that's the thing. These days you're too available and people expect you to respond. Oh.
Yeah. I do wonder how long I can keep doing this job. I do wonder, because it seems apparent to me that some people want more out of me and out of this show than I can give them. And I am trying to give them that extra stuff, and I can't do it. I can't do it. It's killing me.
Well, no. Well, that's why there's got to be boundaries.
And
listen, and most people get that. You know most people get that.
Well, let's go for it. Yes, Jonathan. Jonathan?
Hello?
Yes, Jonathan.
Hello. Well, you cheer up. It's been a good day for one company in particular.
Yes?
Nintendo.
Well, it has. Have you been enjoying Pokemon Go?
Personally, I like the concept, but I think the concept of merging cartoon characters with the real world is a little bit jarring. I do like to have a little bit of a clear demarcation mark.
Did you not like
and real?
Did
world.
You not like Who Framed Roger Rabbit or Bedknobs and Broomsticks then?
Or Mary Poppins.
Well, that was a film.
Yeah, but that was blurring cartoon with real people.
Yeah, in a fantasy setting.
Okay.
Whereas Pokemon, it's real world stuff, just digital characters. I'm not knocking Pokemon Gold. I'm just stating a personal. Okay. I'd rather wait for the game that comes out in November.
What's the one that's coming out in November? Pokemon Come.
Go and Sun come. And Moon.
Sun and Moon. What happens in Sun and Moon?
it's a standard Pokemon game.
I don't really like the Pokemon. I like the card game. The card game was quite good. It was kind of like Top Trumps.
I like the names. There's one called Snorlax.
Oh, blimey.
There's one called Bulbasaur.
Yes.
Well, it hasn't all been Pokemon today at Nintendo. I just saw some brilliant news earlier today that Nintendo are going to re-release the original NES.
Well,
a tiny version of it, aren't they? With 30 games preloaded.
Yeah. Pity you can't use your old NES cartridges on it, though.
Well, why don't you just buy a Super Nintendo?
I've got a Super Nintendo, but I haven't got an original Nintendo because, unfortunately, they all had design faults.
What were the design faults? They had gay controllers?
No, the cartridge mechanism, you had to push down the cartridge inside the machine, and over time that wears away and destroys. But, I'm looking forward to this new NES. And people are already saying, when are they going to bring out the Super Nintendo version? Because that one will be even more exciting when Nintendo eventually get to it.
Adrian has sent in a well-observed tweet. I've looked at Jonathan's timeline. His whole life revolves around combining cartoon stereotypes and real life. It's quite good, that, isn't it?
Well, it's witty. I'll give him that.
Yeah, you're a massive racist.
Yeah, and tomorrow...
Yes?
Big new game coming out for the 3DS.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of Monster Hunter?
Yes, I have. I was in Japan when they launched one of the later Monster Hunter incarnations. Does that allow you to go and around the world and play it?
Imagine if Tolkien was Japanese and he wrote about Pokemon instead of Middle Earth.
Oh yeah,
that's what Monster Hunter's like.
I've played Monster Hunter on the PlayStation many years ago. It's a bit. You know, it's a little bit...
Well, this one's sort of a greatest hits title that's coming out tomorrow. And I've got the fourth one. Yes. And I'm thinking at some point of picking up the new one. And I got my Retro Gamer magazine with a lovely front cover picture of a gold N64 controller.
You know, I used to write for Retro Gamer magazine.
Yeah, I've got your articles.
Yeah, I wrote some good ones. I enjoyed that. And then I just ran out of things to say.
That's life. Well, maybe one day, under the new ownership, they might invite you back and you may have new things to say.
I walked away from that gig. I said, look, guys, I've run out of stuff to say, so I'm going to bow out gracefully. Is it under new ownership? It's a good magazine, Retro Gamer magazine. It's an excellent magazine. How long has it been under new ownership?
Since earlier this week, they're selling to Future Publishing.
Is that good or bad? Do we know?
Depends on how you look at it. If I was the Reverend Stuart Campbell, I'd be looking for new employment. Let's just say that.
Okay. Oh God, I like Stuart. He was the guy that gave me a gig, and he didn't have much money, but he scrambled around, and I got 100 quid a month for writing an article about the
because him and Future have had problems before. Unfortunately.
Uh-oh. Well, Stuart, good luck, mate, because you're one of the good guys.
Mm.
Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Tutty bye. Strange man, but I do enjoy the calls from him, all of them. Andrew.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, 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 Andrew.
It's about Twitter.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, I got a phone call from the police.
Oh.
I'd set up this account ages ago as, like, this mock sort of version of this... I know this well, then. This not very nice person who'd been bullying people.
Yeah.
But I'd changed name slightly and I'd, like, pasted his face onto a picture of Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
And...
Hang on a minute, you did this?
Yeah, I did this.
What? So, hang on, I missed a bit.
So this is a Twitter troll that you were trolling?
You were getting abuse from someone?
Yeah, so
and you got a picture of him to retaliate?
Yeah.
You got a picture of him and put it on Stephen Hawking's body?
Yeah, and I set up...
You set up an account,
yeah.
With his name?
No, I changed his name as well. So
but it was similar to his name?
Yeah. And I never... Never tweeted him directly, never give any abuse. I just put, like, funny stupid quotes.
Yes.
And things like that, random quotes from idiots around the world. Nothing offensive to anyone.
Well.
Someone had told him about it, and he'd reported me, and I had to go into a police station, and I got told that it's now an offence to even pretend you're anybody else on Twitter. And I bring this up because I noticed that Emma, or whoever it is, giving you abuse earlier, and I tweeted her, I said, it's an offence, is that? It's a criminal offence now. Don't even emails, Twitter, Facebook, if you're setting up fake profiles and sending anybody any abuse or anything that somebody might find offensive, you can be prosecuted.
You can be prosecuted by the law, but you can't have your Twitter account closed down by Twitter because it won't contravene Twitter's rules.
That's right. And that's what's wrong.
It's very wrong.
So you don't get a warning from Twitter, you just get a knock on the door from the police.
Yeah. And the police actually came round to your house, did they?
They called me up.
How did they get your number?
Because I know this guy through through a friend.
Yeah.
And they'd got my... they'd gone to my mum's house and she'd given my number because she wouldn't tell them where I lived. She was like, this is weird. I'm not telling them where. And so they called me up and they said, look, can you just come in and talk to us? They said, we could technically caution you. So we're not going to because we think, you know, it's just you having a laugh. But...
Yes.
Would just recommend that you delete it, because obviously Twitter can't delete it.
Yeah, but they could send you a warning, couldn't they?
Who, Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can warn you and they can block you.
Have they warned? They hadn't warned you, though, had they?
No, nothing. Because I know, like, that Jonathan, he gets suspended all the time. I was reading his timeline, and that is some serious head mess, that, but that's for another day. But I noticed he was moaning that he keeps getting blocked by these Marxists or whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, people who aren't racist. So
yeah.
That's who he calls the Marxists.
I think Twitter in particular, Facebook, you know, has its moments. But I generally hang out with nice people on Facebook who like talking about monkeys. Although, boy oh boy, as we're going to find out tomorrow when we speak to my friend Fred. It's been kicking off in Monkey World. I said there was some guy, basically this new Blu-ray box set has come out, it's very expensive, and there's been a problem with the boxes, and a lot of the boxes are arriving damaged. And this guy has posted, and they're going to sort it out, but this guy has posted, this is outrageous, I paid $200 for this, this is disgusting, I'm going to invoice Rhino Records, the company make. I'm going to invoice them for wasting my time getting in touch with them and me going on Twitter. On Facebook and talking about it. I said, right, dude. And then he did, like, long rant. I said, right, dude, I'm going to invoice you for wasting my time because I'm reading this really boring, pathetic post. And I did. I wrote an invoice for £1,500. And it made me laugh. So even the monkey's world is falling apart. But Twitter, I think, really, it's really interesting. The abuse I got today, right? And what I said to Russ was not, and I know we're late for a break, was not because of what I said today. It was, he asked me, this is the thing, I don't know what the problem is. He asked me a question, and I gave him the answer, and what a surprise, he didn't like the answer. So he started picking me up on it.
I think the majority of the problem is, it's not with you, Ian, it's with other people, and it is a minority, but I do think you're doing the right thing with Twitter.
Yeah.
Just taking a step back, because it's clearly not worth the stress.
It's... Absolutely, it's absolutely poisonous. It's a poisonous place. And yes, there are loads of nice people. And I'm, you know, Matt Hager's been very nice about me today. And loads of you have been really, really nice. But it is a breeding ground for assholes. And
first class.
And there is no policing of it. And I say policing with a small p. There is no policing of it. And people are allowed to use any name they want, any picture they want, and go and say what they want. Really nasty. I mean, calling me a C-word and all of that, okay, that's really unpleasant and really nasty. But they can say nasty things about your kids or your mum or your wife or something. Anything they want, they can go on there and say. And then I get challenged when I don't reply to everyone. And this is the thing. I do reply to too many people. I ain't going to reply to no one anymore in there.
Yeah, but you're just best off leaving it now and like you say, just using it for work stuff.
I'm going to sell stuff on there. That's what I'm going to do, Andrew. Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Stay there. Give us a call. 08444991000. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
08444991000. Yes, Victoria.
Hello.
Hello, Victoria. What you got for us?
I got a clunky gear change.
Okay, lovely. That's what we want. That's what we want. Away you go.
Well, you can all laugh at me, especially Kath. She'll like this one.
Go on.
Okay.
This morning is another running story. This morning I was getting ready to go to the gym after dropping the kids off at school.
Yes.
Typical morning, nobody doing what they was told.
Yeah.
Couldn't find a scrunchie to tie my hair up.
Yeah.
So found a pair of knickers, yep, which were clean.
Yes.
And tied my hair up with my knickers.
Oh, God.
It happens.
Wow.
Thanks, Kat. Went to the gym.
Oh, your phone's breaking up. Just as the story's getting exciting. Go back to where you were move.
Oh, okay. So I'm running on the treadmill, getting into my groove. Yes.
Let me guess.
I can feel my...
Your knickers falling down.
Well, I can feel them slipping down my hair. I'm not stopping because I'm in my groove. They fall out. As if that's not bad enough, a lovely, lovely, really kind, beautiful gentleman next to me, thinking he was doing the right thing,
uh-oh,
leans down to pick up my scrunchie.
Uh-oh.
I know. Could it have been any worse? Could it have been any more embarrassing?
Why is this a common thing then, Catherine? Do people
I've heard people improvise with pants before. Yeah.
Wowzers! I mean, that's
because they've got the elastic in the panty in the leggy bit.
I once, as a student, when I wasn't quite as tidy as I am now. I'm not tidy now. Was walking down the street and thought, "Where's something stuck in my jeans?"
Uh-oh.
I shook my leg. Oh, it was last night's knickers.
Oh, well, we've all done that. We've all had that. Your little shake of the leg and
boom! I forgot about those.
Out it comes
from the day before. Yes. Other thing.
Yes.
You know that jingle that you've got that's really weird. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like it kind of goes on forever. Like
this one. This?
No, it's someone speaking.
Get rid of that. It's what?
It's like, I don't know, it's kind of like, almost like a Maori chant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. You mean,
George, you're a fanny.
No, is that the one?
No.
Hip, hip, hip.
No?
No. No. No.
That one.
That's it. Now, what is that?
It is a song.
It's a place, isn't it?
Well, it's a place with an extra word added at the end. It's a song by... I think the band are called Quantum Jump, and the song's called The Lone Ranger, or it's the other way around.
Because... the very last two words, I always think it's saying Mickey Dolan.
Oh, let's have a little listen to that. I would have spotted that if that had been. Yeah, it does. Absolutely right. You're absolutely spot on. Well done. 5 points for bonus monkeys reference. Thank you, Victoria. Tutty bye. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. So have you downloaded the Pokemon Go now?
Yeah, but it said that that their servers were busy and I couldn't play it, so I've
good.
Had to... What?
It's a bit laggy. It's a little bit
I'm
laggy.
I'm a bit concerned it's going to be an anticlimax.
Well, it's fun for 10 minutes and then...
I'll be playing it on my own. The kids will wander off.
Here's a great headline in the Daily Express.
Cool.
A bit racist, this. Dying Luke. It's about a story about a fellow who fell off a mountain and died. Dying Luke may have been ignored by mosque goers. or people? Just people? May have been ignored by people? I mean, it may have been ignored by people. Mosque goers. Bloody Muslims.
Where was he?
It's the bloody Muslims. The Muslims. It's those Muslims. A really, really sad story. Really sad story. A British student who died after falling into a gully in Morocco may have been ignored by passing mosque worshippers. I don't think they worship mosques. Because they were scared of paying his hospital bill.
Oh, no. That's... they reckon that might have been the case, or it might not. I'd say probably not.
Really sad story. Luke Sewell, 20, fell at night and was found in the morning with severe head injuries at the bottom of the 20-foot gully near his hotel. An inquest in Warrington, Cheshire, heard he was finally taken to hospital at 7 a.m. However, the coroner, Dr. Janet Napier, said it was likely Luke had been spotted by locals going to a mosque at 4 a.m, but nobody stopped because of fears over financing the bill.
Gosh, that's a leap, isn't it?
It's what a weird thing. I mean, a really sad story. This young lad's died, right? Needlessly and tragically. I don't get why they've mentioned mosque goers. And why don't they just put Muslims? Why do they just...
Passers-by.
Well, yeah, exactly. But if they're going to specify mosque goers, why not put Muslims? And why not just say people? People ignore... He may have been ignored by people. Or he may not. We don't know. We will never know. He's 20 foot down a gully. It's 4 a.m. in the morning. I don't know.
Do you really think that people who are so concerned about the future of their mortal soul that they're going to mosque at 4 in the morning would think, oh, there's someone down a gully, but I'll think of my pocket?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Oh, wait. Those Muslims are so selfish. But luckily we voted Brexit, so we can kick them all out.
Except
0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Who is Louise Mensch? Who is she?
She used to be an MP, and now she lives in America, and she's not an MP anymore, and she can say what the hell she wants.
She was very rude to a gentleman from the Green Party whose son was waiting for an operation. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah. So that I thought, that can't be real. Someone's made that up.
It was
I followed it back to her account.
It was incredible. She's like one of these... she's like a gob on a stick. She's outspoken...
She's kind of a posh Hopkins.
Okay, Poshkins. So he tweeted, waiting at hospital with young son, waiting for an operation. Huge cheer from the staff when it was announced Jeremy Hunt wasn't going to be the health secretary. Mm-hmm. And what did she reply? It was like something...
It was really venomous.
You scumbag or something. And it was just so out of... And he hadn't passed comment. I mean, I would assume that he was happy that Jeremy Hunt, for a while, we thought had been dropped, and he hadn't. But he didn't pass comment on his opinion. But she went straight in. This was on Twitter. I mean, Jesus, everyone's doing it. She went straight in for the kill with this most obnoxious, offensive tweet. It's weird, isn't it? Why would anyone do that? And Jeremy Hunt is a loathsome man. You know, he's a horrible man that's going to screw doctors, you know.
There was some speculation.
Saving people's lives.
Because it looked for a while like he wasn't going to keep his job. And apparently when he walked into Downing Street, he wasn't wearing his NHS badge.
Uh-oh.
And then when he came out, he was... He put it back on.
What?
So it's almost as if he'd kind of resigned himself to not keeping his job. And then thought, oh, hang on a minute.
Dear.
Fished that out of the bin.
What a twonk. what a twonk. By the way, Russ isn't... Right, OK, Hannah, don't tell me Russ is going mad on Twitter. I've blocked him because I kept getting his messages, right? He's not banned. It's not a batting call in any time he wants. It's a phone-in, guys. No one is banned. The only person that's banned is the nut job that keeps sending me death threats, right? She's banned, and the police are involved now. But apart from that, God, for God's sake, what is going on? It's a phone-in show. Anyone can call in. And, guys, I don't know if you've listened to phone-in shows, but sometimes the host and the callers have, disagreements and stuff, and they argue and stuff, and... That's okay, because you know what happens in real life? Sometimes people have disagreements and arguments and stuff, you know?
This feels like...
You dig?
This is starting to feel a bit like school.
It really is, isn't it?
Let's stop that.
Who was it who did that? Oh, it was the big man from... the big man from... Richard Osman, is that his name? Mm-hmm. From...
The Giant.
Yeah, what's the programme called? Pointless.
Pointless.
He said, my mum was a primary school teacher for 25 years. No. My mum was a primary school teacher all her life. I guarantee she could sort out the Labour leadership crisis in 25 minutes.
Yes, she would. Well, they'll stay behind.
Here's the thing, right? I've blocked Russ because my timeline was getting full of stuff like that, right? So I blocked him. But It's me setting up boundaries. I'm allowed to do that. Russ thinks I was very rude to him. Russ, if you think I was rude, I apologise. You asked a question. I answered a question. He thinks I'm holding a grudge about the Matador. Trust me, dude, I'm not. When a show, it's a show, right? When a show finishes, vroom, it's gone, honestly. And you won't believe that, but genuinely, a show finishes, so, vroom.
You mean you don't go home and start worrying about...
No. Oh. No, I don't. A show finishes, vroom, it's gone. I meant everything I said, but vroom, it's gone. Right, so I'm not holding a grudge, Russ. I'm not taking out on you what the abuse I was getting today. You won't believe any of this, but I'm being honest. This is one of the things, one of my problems when doing radio is I'm too honest, right? So, none of that. You asked me a question which made me uncomfortable. I gave you an answer which made you uncomfortable. And that's that. I didn't sour the mood because I didn't ask the question. You know, I didn't ask an awkward question. No one's banned. Everyone can call in. Russ, calm down, dear. It's a radio show. I apologise if you're offended, but I stick by what I said. I don't think I spoke to you like a piece of SH1T, which he's now complaining on Twitter. It's all groovy. If you want to call in, you're more than welcome. If you don't want to call in, you don't have to. If you want to listen, you're more than welcome. If you don't want to listen, you don't have to. It's a... Guys, this is not real life. It's a radio show, man. It's a radio show. That's all it is. None of this matters.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over.
Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Everybody, calm down. Everybody, calm down. Okay? I didn't say you said he was banned, Hannah.
Oh, no. Really?
Everybody, calm down. It's a late-night phone-in show on a poxy little station. That's all it is, all right? I said something that some people didn't like and some people did like. What is going on? Am I tripping? That acid I bought in 95 that was just a bit of paper with a picture of Bart Simpson on, is it finally kicking in? Because honest to God, right, I have got no idea what is going on.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Bloody hell.
I don't know if I'm going to come in tomorrow. I don't think I can. Honestly, my psyche and soul can't take any more of this nonsense. I don't think I'm going to come in tomorrow, Kath. Get a best of. Because I honestly, I come on. Ew, Jesus. Oh. I think I'm just going to play Pokemon Go all day and watch Cody. That's what I'm going to do. I can't. Life is too short. I'm going to start drinking again.
No, that's not a good idea.
That is what I'm going to do. My sister's just texted. Is it a full moon? Well... These people are crazy. But still, a good show. this is the show I would listen to. This is the show I would listen to, guys. One where the host is literally on the edge of, you know, tipping over the precipice of just completely going gaga and smearing poo all over the walls. I'm literally on that.
Oh, not literally. I don't...
I nearly pooed myself on the way into work.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I've had a very upset stomach and I tried to let one rip.
God.
I know, I'm being honest.
Right.
I'm being honest. I don't think I'm going to... Can I take tomorrow off? I'm going to take tomorrow off.
Right.
I think I'm going to take tomorrow off. I can't.
Here's an idea. Why don't we turn like Twitter off, Facebook off? I'm
going to go and hug a tree. Have you ever hugged a tree? Actually,
yeah.
Hugged a tree.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Connecting.
Get a really fat one.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is what, like, tomorrow. I've got the boys tomorrow. I'm not going to go to Legoland. We might go and see the new Ice Age film. And then we're going to go and hug trees. Going to go and hug trees, man. There's, do you remember the big thing for that in the 70s? Tree huggers. Well, tree huggers is the phrase, of course.
Yeah. I don't remember it. I was too young, but I've heard tell.
I'm going to go and hug trees. I haven't meditated all week. That's part of the problem. And I'm going to commune with nature.
Let's shake this technology rubbish off for a bit, though.
Let's play a fun song. Let's play a fun song. Hang on a minute. Let's find a fun song. No. Let's had. Was it Trish who mentioned the bonzos? Let's. Let's find a nice bonzo song that we can play. Hang on a second. Let's find a good bonzo song. Hang on a minute. Where are you? Let's have this. Let's have this. It doesn't get any better than this. Let's have 3 minutes of this. Then we'll go into the ads. And then we'll take them. Then Cassia and Simon.
Hi,
John,
nice to be with you.
Andrew. Oh, there we go. The internet's. Here we go.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoon's rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Buckland, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Donna Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Specially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General the Gaul on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunicum as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. That's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kit and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, it looks like, serious hat for a moment, there's been a nasty attack in Paris. Yeah. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's been a nasty attack in Paris, and I mean, I don't want to dwell on it, but we should say that it's Bastille Day. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And from what little I can glean from the internet, a truck has killed approximately, well, I've seen figures between 30 and 60, and 100 people injured. That's all I've seen. That's all I've known. I'm sure our news team at midnight will be able to bring more facts. And I've seen it in the corner of my eye for the last 20 minutes or so. And I've deliberately not mentioned it because I didn't want to jump to any conclusions because it could have been an horrific accident. Yeah. It's now looking like it is perhaps planned, but we don't know nothing. But, yes, yeah, so figures of between 30 and 60 people have died and about 100 people injured. So we'll see. We'll find out more at 12 o'clock, I'm sure. The news team will
This is Nice, not Paris.
Nice, thank you very much indeed. There we go. Thank you very much indeed. So we'll get more on that a bit later on. We can still have fun, though, guys. We're still allowed to do that. 0844 499 1000. Yes, Katya? Katya?
Calls to this number are being screened.
Get Katya, please. Right, let's go to Andrew. Yes, Andrew.
Hip, 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 Ian.
Hip, 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 Andrew.
I'm the Andrew that you dedicated your show to a while back for defecting to from LBC.
Well, there you go, you see, Andrew. And what did you do with that show that was dedicated to you?
I didn't call you. I asked you to play Nothing Rhyme by Gilbert Sullivan, but you probably weren't in the mood for it.
I don't. When was this? When did I do this?
About a month ago.
Oh, like I said, I don't remember what I did yesterday. Fine, for yeah, crying
I'm
out loud!
I'm around the same age as you.
Yeah, exactly. It goes, doesn't it?
I'm currently sitting under a statue of a horse.
Yes.
Waiting to do a PRS survey of all things at midnight in Mayfair.
A PRS survey. Now, PRS is the music money people.
That's right, yep.
What does a PRS survey involve? Going into cafes and asking if they've got a licence?
No, you go to a nightclub, which I'm going to be doing now, but apparently it's private members and I'm not dressed for it.
Yeah.
And you listen to the music the DJ plays, you collect the data, and they get royalties from that.
Flipping heck. Hey, that's not... So, you get to have... Are you allowed to drink?
Yeah.
You get paid for this?
Yes.
Oh, mate, well,
That's
a sweet deal.
It is. It can be a bit daunting, because they sometimes shove you in the sort of back of the club or in a cupboard somewhere. I mean, well, I did String Fellows recently. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but what they do with String Fellows is that you're not allowed to see the ladies gyrating and doing their business. You have to go to the DJ booth, and you have to wear a suit.
Yeah,
and you can only watch the ladies from a CCTV camera.
Why aren't you allowed to watch the ladies dance? The Cabaret of Angels.
It's legal ordinance that if you're working there, you can't go anywhere near the ladies. Funnily enough, if you do. I've done strip clubs. It's part of the job, but it's such a hard life, obviously.
Yeah.
There's another one, Firmin Rhino. You have to go past the naked lady. And legally,
Did you have to wear blinkers or something then when you go?
They kind of shield you away, and the ladies are all getting kind of they're getting powdered up, and they smell quite nice. But you're supposed to avert your eyes, yeah.
Well. So how long will you be working tonight then?
Apparently till 3, but. Yeah, I mean, I would tell you what I can and can't do, but then that probably gives the game away. But there are ways of leaving slightly early. But I'm not sure. I haven't done it for a couple of years.
Well, hang on a minute. Can't you just ask the DJ what songs he's going to play and then jot them down and then bunk off?
I can't say anything because I'm on the radio, but yeah, you're on the same. You're in the same mind state.
Here, mate, let's have a look at your tapes. What you got? What you got? No, that's sweet.
Basically, yeah. I mean, people have done it, but I've done... And they've had a survey done 6 months before, and the manager's gone, "Why are you still here?"
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Do you want me to go? And if you go to places like Spearman Ryan, I'm not going to tell you which one, you get a very kind of mafia kind of bloke going, "Do you still need to be here?"
Wow.
No, not really. I'll leave, thanks.
Yeah, blimey. I mean, it sounds fun. I hate nightclubs. They're unpleasant.
You can't
noisy.
Go in them sober.
Cinderella Rockefellers. There was like a Cinderella Rockefellers everywhere, wasn't there? It was like the why was that
one
a name?
In Croydon.
There was one in Maidenhead. Why was that? Why was that? And they sent us
there
all.
There was one in Manchester, I think. So.
They sent us all letters out when it was approaching someone's 18th birthday. Yeah. Come and get a bottle of bubbly.
In my case,
there's a club.
Called the Golden Flamingos Hours, and we used to call it the Golden Flange. Oh, and you always got a letter from the Golden Flange when your birthday was coming up.
Well, there's a club in Croydon called the Blue Orchid. It's closed down now. It was called the Blue School Kid because too many underage kids went in. That's a true story.
There was a club near me. It's called Burnham Beaches. It's closed. I never went. It's closed down now. It's Henry's. And all the 15-year-old schoolgirls would go there and get off with all the blokes in their
20s. Yep. Well, it's a licence issue, and obviously if the police start sniffing around, they lose their licence and the club usually shuts.
I just worked out a line. Today I was singing my favourite Who song, right, is 5:15. It's a great Who song. It's rocking. It's Towns. It's a great album, Quadrophenia. It's Townsend. Is lyrically his best. It's got the horn section. It's got the riffs. I just worked out, though, because I had this line. I kept singing this line over and over again, right? I worked out what a line in this song meant that I never worked out before. Mm-hmm. Girls are 15, sexually knowing, the ushers are sniffing, odor cologning. Now, what does that line mean to you? Because I've just worked it out, Andrew.
Well, I wouldn't like to say it.
I'll say it then. When teenage girls used to go to Beatles concerts, they would get so excited they would orgasm, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Some would wet themselves and some would orgasm. They would reach a climax because it was so exciting. And, this is all gone. So girls are 15, sexually knowing. It's about girls reaching orgasm. The ushers are sniffing the seats and they're spraying it with eau de cologne.
Oh, blimey!
And I just got that. I think I've understood that correctly. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. Isn't there another line in one of those songs, if it's not 5:15, where he talks about rape?
Does he?
Yeah, there's a...
Probably.
It's something about, I know her and I've raped her.
I don't think Daltrey ever sang the lyrics. I know her and I've raped her.
Something like that. I can't. I mean, I'm not.
Someone will let us know.
Term, but there is a Quadrophenia lyric where he does that, which I thought, well, that could only been of the time.
Yeah, well,
I don't think you'd get away with that now.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Quadrophenia is not one of my favourite albums, but that's a great song. 5:15. Where have I been? Out of my brain on the 5:15. It's about him coming home at 5:15 in the morning, in the early morning train, and he's off his nut on blueies and purples and uppers and downers. And, oh, it's a great song. Katya!
Yep, there's a noise.
Simon, Tom, Jake, stay steady, because we may be coming to you quicker than we thought here, because Katia seems to be kidnapped.
You didn't say my name. I did.
Yeah, we did. To intrude. I actually said your name.
I can't believe that.
Yeah! The acid's kicked in for you too.
Yeah.
I've been thinking, Katia, I like you, and I know that we voted to become racist and kick you lot out.
Yeah.
I was thinking we can make it easier for you to stay.
We've got
a few illegals. We should start calling you Kathy.
Kathy?
Because it's a British name.
No.
Yes?
Don't do that.
Yes, because Kathy is so obviously a foreigner that you'll be the first one up against the wall. So we're going
to
call you Kathy.
No, don't do that, please, because I really don't like Kathy.
Oh, right.
Really,
it's a bit awkward.
I shouldn't have said that.
Well,
I don't like it either. There's a little secret.
Thank you.
Well, then what should we call you then?
Yeah, Catherine is beautiful. Cathy is like too lazy.
Well, we're not going to call you Catherine. You're not having that.
What?
You're not having that.
It's too elaborate. It's too elaborate.
Yeah. Kath?
Yeah.
Hello? What,
confusing then.
What? No. No.
What? Because Catherine is Kath.
Well, only here. You can have it when I'm not on air.
What other anglicised versions of Katia are there? Cat. Call you Cat.
Oh, no. Don't. Oh,
Cat.
No.
Cat. Cat.
Katrina.
Katie.
Katie, like Katie Hopkins.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Kat, we'll call you Hopkins. Beautiful.
We need to do your surname as well, because that's a little bit on the foreign side, isn't it?
Well, she's from Grantham, so we can just call her Katie Grantham.
That's nice. That's nice.
Katie Grantham.
You can't get much more English than that.
Daughter of Leslie.
Calling about Enville.
What's the
echo? Have you put some echo on my...
No, we haven't got echo on here.
So, first of all, you're not hearing your name. Now you're hearing echoes, Katie. This is worrying times.
I truly really am. It's just, no, come on. What are you doing?
No, I've not done anything. Honestly, we haven't got echo here, which is a great annoyance to me, but we haven't got any reverb or anything.
All right.
Let me, hang on, let me just try. I'm going to try you on a different line. Is that any better?
Hello?
Hello, is that better?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, but I can hear me back as well. That's really strange.
How queer.
Okay. So, with the anvil, I was thinking really, really out loud about anvil yesterday. And I remembered we saw it in England for the very first time with Roger because...
Roger the boyfriend. Right.
Because one of the guy that had been invited, he's a really good friend of Roger, and we got to... Well, you know, I can't form the sentences because I'm so very tired.
Yes.
I can't
what
see the difference. This is not good. I shouldn't have fun today.
Do you want to say in French and I'll translate?
No.
Do you want to say something? Because what's going on?
I want to write a book. A book about Roger and his...
Roger and his what?
Roger and his Todger.
No. His life. And it's a bit mine as
you
well.
You want to write a book about your fictional boyfriend? Okay.
Is that a bit creepy?
because he's a singer, and because of that, you know, in metal bands, he's been in quite a few metal bands, and we have had a lot of anvil moments, really. So, and I was going to tell you the one that blew my mind completely.
Please do.
Should I really?
We've endured the preamble. Let's have the amble.
Okay. So this band, they called him out of the blue and said, we really need you to go to Switzerland with us.
Yes.
Okay. It's called the Elements of Rock Festival.
Oh, it sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, we thought. And I was the person in charge to make the video. Yeah. Very exciting and everything. So we arrive over there, not late, but just in time.
Yeah.
And there's this lady, she ushers us in and says, OK, well, you've got just enough time to pray.
What?
Exactly. Exactly. What?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. Is it? Yes. It's a Christian rock festival.
Yes.
Oh,
I know. Oh, my God. Oh.
Those guys know how to rock.
And I didn't know. And I tell you what. I was wearing one of my favorite T-shirt of Nevermore, and I didn't, you know, I was wearing this God Bless and Devil. She was looking at it really intensely. Yes. I was thinking, I didn't. Well, anyway, so she gave me another T-shirt because obviously I couldn't stay.
You've got 10 seconds.
No, well, no, with video. Okay, well, why are you timing it?
No, because well, now you. Why? No, because
she choked, didn't she?
She choked. Talk Radio. Last hour of the show, no call straight to it. 0844 499 1000. Jake, Tom, and Simon, stay there, we will come to you immediately after the news. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. It's midnight. Let's get the latest news.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I know, I'm trying to find a song and I couldn't find it quick enough, so bear with me. I know exactly what song we need after... this is what we need after the crappy news that we've had. Hang on a second. Here we go.
We will make
Turns out the world sucks. Who'd have thunk it? The world sucks, guys. 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We call you back. Let's see. Tom and Simon, stay there. Jake's been there for ages. Evening, Jake.
Evening, morning, evening.
Evening. It's not, well, it's not morning until you've had a sleep.
Oh, OK. Well, I haven't, so well, it's
then,
evening.
Then it's good evening.
I'd just like to say I spent one of the best weeks of my life in Nice, so I'd like to support them out there. But that's not why I phoned up.
Okie dokie. I've never been to Nice, but go on.
It's nice. It's very nice, actually. But I phoned up. I wanted to know if anyone had any pets that have stolen off celebrities. Because I've got a guilty conscience. Or a guilty
pets
dog, I should
say. They have stolen off... you've stolen the pet from a celebrity, or the dog has stolen from a celebrity?
Yes, the second one. My dog stole off Idris Elba.
Right. Oh, really? Good!
Yes. He stole his sandwich.
Beautiful, good. I think he's so overrated, that bloke. What
do you think he deserved it?
Yes, I do.
Really bad about
No, he's too overrated. Go on, explain the scenario.
Well, they film a lot of stuff near where I walk my dog.
Yes.
And he just whipped his sandwich off of the silver platter they had laid out for him.
Beautiful.
And just took it without, you know, he had a big smile on his face. I felt gay about it ever since.
Well, was Mr. Elba there?
He was filming, actually, because I looked in the window and he was there filming his scene for Luther. And he wasn't aware of the sandwich stealing, but the crew were very nice. I don't know what they were doing, but they were just sort of sitting there.
Yeah.
And he just marched up and stole his sandwich. I don't know if this is acceptable.
That is acceptable, because if that man can't afford to buy another sandwich, Jake...
Well, I don't think he paid for it anyway, did he?
Well, exactly. If it was... Well, if... Hang on a minute. It was, It was Luther, was it? The detective show?
Yeah.
BBC,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Licence fee.
Yeah, you paid for that sandwich. Your sandwich.
Thank you very much.
It's your sandwich.
My mind at rest.
Yeah. Your dog ate your sandwich.
Well, he stole off me.
Yeah, exactly. So get him put down.
he's got a few years, yeah.
Okay. Well, how long you had your dog?
About 6 years.
How are you getting on with it?
Mostly is okay.
Yeah, I'm not...
He's got a real problem with the letterbox.
Why? What's his beef with the letterbox?
I don't know. I've had to install one of those cages around it so he can't bite the postman's fingers.
No. I don't like dogs, and I've got one. We're not getting on. We're not getting on at all.
Why? Why?
Because she's annoying. She's very, very needy. And she's very, very annoying. And she stinks.
Well, yeah, they do that.
But they always stink. And people go, well, my dog doesn't stink. Yes, it does.
They
always stink. And I must be the only dog owner that knows that my dog and my house stink.
Are you aware of the smell in your house when you open the doors?
Yes, I am. It stinks a dog. Stinky, stinky dog.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thanks, Jake. It was the biggest mistake getting that dog. Really, really big mistake getting that dog. I mean, she's all right and stuff, but she constantly gets all those things that...
Ticks.
Ticks, constantly getting ticks. We've got ticks at the back of the garden somewhere. And so she constantly gets them. I just pulled one off the other day and I had to squeeze it, but it was quite full of blood, so the blood splattered everywhere. You see their little legs, and they start running around, so you get a book and I give it that, and it went everywhere.
Splat.
Absolutely everywhere. 0844-499-1000. Yes, Simon?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Simon. What you got for us, boss?
I was going to call in tomorrow, but I didn't know if you'd make it or not.
I'm not sure.
I wanted to get some advice because the other day I couldn't sleep, so I went on Periscope and was just seeing what was going on.
What did you find on there? Because I haven't had a little look around Periscope for ages.
I come across a country singer.
Oh, yeah.
A guy who's about 23, and he was just playing songs randomly for people who were requesting them.
Oh, yeah.
And it made me think I should try and sign him up to a record deal myself.
What?
And become a record producer. But I have no idea how to do that, so I just wanted to kind of pick your brains a bit, really.
Is he talking to me or you?
Yeah, well, he might as well be talking to me.
You talk to him.
Simon, it seems like a bit of a leap. You see someone on Periscope and now you're thinking about a change of direction professionally.
Well, I thought he's in Texas as well. So yeah. I thought...
Were you going to move out there?
No, well, I thought it'd be a good holiday. I've always liked wearing a cowboy hat.
Well, there's a difference.
That sounds like a qualification.
There's a difference, though, right? You can sign him up, but you don't have to produce him.
Okay.
As his manager, you would then find a producer who'd want to take him under his or her wing and nurture him.
Okay. He's got no Facebook or Twitter or anything like that, so I could easily set that up for him.
Could you? How would you do that? What, you'd set Facebook up for him?
Yeah. Give him the password. And give him a page and put some music on there and stuff like that, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a label, haven't you, Ian?
Yeah, I'm not going to sign up some bloke that you've recommended.
You've not heard how good he is, yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
but
he started, look. He started with the heavy-handed tactics.
Give me a song and I'll get him to play it. And then I'll send you the recording. Any song in the world.
All right, Listen to the Band by the Monkees, because that's country.
Okay.
All right, fine. Well, let's hear it.
Okay, I will sort it out.
When
it's how he's going to sell it to him, I want to know. I'm going to get some airplay, kid.
Exactly.
When do you think we might have this this masterpiece?
I reckon Monday.
Oh, right. Beautiful Monday. We got okay. Fine. We'll. I look forward to listening to it on Monday, Simon.
Okay, sounds good.
There we go. Wow. He's full of spunk and enthusiasm, and I think that has to be respected. And
it's the new Mickey Most.
But if he's going to set up a Facebook page for him, and then get him a record deal, is that several steps have been missed?
I feel like I need to speak to this young man's mother.
And if he's 23, and he's got Periscope, but he doesn't have Facebook, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Well, we'll see. Yes, Tom.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, 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 Tom. You sound like I feel. Dead inside.
Oh, God, I know. I've just been set off my stride by recent events.
What, in Paris? Nice?
Yes.
Horrible. Yes. I've only seen one picture on Twitter, and
I haven't seen much either.
No, it looks like... It looks horrific. It sounds horrific as well, doesn't it? Absolutely awful.
But in better news, I've recently decided to quit my job.
Oh, yeah.
A good thing.
Hang on, so you're going all muffled. You've quit your job?
I've quit my job, yeah.
What are you doing? What is your job? A Frank Sidebottom impersonator? What are you doing with your phone?
I wish it was. It's just IT, which is a bit boring.
Okay. Information technology.
Yes.
Computers.
Which, they've given me a bit of time off, so I thought I'd listen to a bit of podcast I just heard down the rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
All six episodes today.
Wowzers. What did you think of them? Ignore episode one.
Episode one was a bit slapdash, but I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
For those who don't know, this is a radio show that me and Kath conned the BBC into giving us on Saturday mornings or lunchtimes. They had literally no idea what we were going to do.
Neither had we.
And we blew the BBC up is pretty much what we did. When they found out, when the bosses higher up found out what we were doing. No. We can't. We can't have this. Sack him. It was good, wasn't it? Best show I've ever done.
It was amazing. It didn't sound like it was at lunchtime
or anything.
It was a late night phone-in show in the middle of the day.
That was the idea, wasn't it? Yeah.
Someone described it as, and we would the way it worked, and I wanted to do it here, but I don't quite know how we would. But the way it worked was people would phone up, and they would get called. Did they get called back? They did, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if they could hear us, as soon as we saw them on the switchboard, we would open the faders. And if they could hear us, the odds were they were on air and they could join in the conversation whenever they wanted to.
But we didn't stop. We didn't ask questions, did we? The idea was, imagine you're in a bar and you've had a few and you hear a conversation and you just join in. It's that. And that's what people did. I thought it worked beautifully, that show. It was such a shame.
This is why I've called up, so it's a bit late to the party.
Oh, yeah, you are a bit late to the party.
Well, it was good.
It's nice to know you listened to it.
I'm very proud of it.
You should be.
Stay off Twitter, Ian. Stay off Twitter. Stay off Twitter!
Turn it off.
Stay off Twitter! Stay off Twitter! Can't stay off Twitter. People saying things that aren't true on Twitter. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Tom. And I'm trying to... The plan was to make Fridays here down the rabbit hole. I just don't know how we'd make it work here. Part of the charm of it was we were playing music and we would play whatever just popped into our heads. We'd go, we'd be having a conversation. I'd go, oh, that reminds me of a song. And I'd have my iPod and find
we had a
this
record player.
Yeah, we had all of that stuff. And this isn't a music show. We sneak in, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 songs a show. But we certainly couldn't do any more than that. So I don't quite know how it would work.
No, it was just lovely. And I was just, as I listened to so much of you of the entire day, I thought I'd listen to a little bit more.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Tom, thank you very much indeed. And I hope you get some pleasure from this nonsense that we churn out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, there we go. Talk to you, bye. 08444991000.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
08444991000 is the telephone number. Can the moon really control your destiny? Yes, says astrologer Yasmin Boland.
Well, as she would.
Well, who believes that understanding lunar cycles can help you achieve your dreams. Well, let's delve in. Oh, Len Goodman's quit.
Yeah.
Oh, well. He was the only good one on it, apart from the Italian and the stroppy man and Eileen. I liked her.
Yeah.
She's good, she is. She's a legend. She did the... she gave Steve Guttenberg his big break. She did the choreography for the Village People movie, Can't Stop the Music.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
Gosh.
She's like world-renowned choreographer. And I've met her, and do you know what? She's a bloody nice woman as well.
Is she an OBE yet?
I think she is, isn't she? She's got a wicked sense of humour. And I met her this morning a couple of times, and her daughter, I think it was. And she was so funny and so sweet. She's brilliant, better than Alicia Dixon. Although I've met her, she's nice. Everybody's nice. Everybody's nice, except everybody on Twitter. 08444991000 is the phone number. We call you back. Let's read about how the moon can control our destiny.
And this is written by someone who is a purveyor of bullshine. Go on. Oops.
Leave it, mate. I don't want to talk, and Ian doesn't, so leave it be.
Who's not leaving it?
Russ. Russ, mate. Here we go. Final thing. Russ, sorry if you were offended, right? I was offended by your question and some of your comments on Facebook, right? I'm allowed to be offended, okay? You asked me a question. You were offended by the answer. So we've both been offended, all right? Okay? And I accept that you've been offended. I'm hoping you'll accept that I've been offended, even though you'll think you've done nothing wrong. I don't think I spoke to you like a piece of SH1T. You feel that I did. I answered your question. Okay? Right? If you don't want to listen, that's fine. If you do want to listen, that's groovy. If you don't want to call in, that's groovy. If you do want to call in, that's fine. It's all, you know, life goes on. I'm not harbouring any grudges about the Matador conversation. The only thing about the Matador thing that upset me was some bloke on Twitter called me a tosser because of the way I spoke, and I blocked him. And he then went on to Facebook and said, oh, Ian blocked me. He can't take criticism. Calling me a tosser, I don't think that's criticism. I think that's an insult. That's the only thing about that conversation. But it's not even about that conversation. The only kind of thing that's
the
come
overhang.
Off. Yeah, that's come up off it, the peripheral, that annoyed me. The conversation I thought was great radio. We shook hands at the end of it. I believe what I said. You believe what you said. I wasn't doing it to be contrary. I genuinely believed what I said. We shook hands at the end of it. It was a bit of sport. You go off and have a little whinge on Facebook, and that's fine. You know, gather. We're human beings. And when we feel slighted or wronged, we gather people around us who agree with us. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do it, you do it, Kath. It's a natural thing, and Russ did it, and that's fine. Honestly, I could not care less about the Matador thing, you know, and if that conversation ever came up again, then we'd argue the same points. It's beautiful. For me, it was a cracking bit of radio. As a fan of late-night radio, it was a cracking little bit of radio. that I enjoyed. Some people thought I was wrong in what I said and the way I said it. Some people thought you were wrong, or Russ was wrong in what he said and or the way he said it. That's fine. Right? It's absolutely fine. It's a show. None of this matters. Everyone's taken it far too personally, guys.
Still talking about it all this time afterwards.
None of this matters. You asked me a question that upset me, and I don't expect you to understand that. I answered it, and it upset you. And that's fine. That's fine. And I've blocked you and muted you on Twitter. I've now unblocked you and unmuted you on Twitter. And lo and behold, my timeline is now full of you, Russ, gathering people around you that agree with you, which is fine. It's what we do. I'd prefer it if you left me out of it, but it's fine. It's a bloody phone-in show. Do you know what I mean? And just stop. Someone's posted an interesting thing somewhere saying that Russ has an extreme need for validation. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not saying that that's true or not, but I just think that's an interesting point that someone who is not connected with us has made. Russ, you've not been told off. You're welcome to call him whenever. Hannah, you've not been told off. Where the hell have you got that from? Everybody, you know, I know that you're feeling crap, Hannah. I'm feeling crap. I want to jump off a bridge today. Do you know what I mean? Everybody, none of this matters, you know. Loads of French families have lost people tonight. That matters. That's important. It would appear that terrorism is winning. They're winning. They're winning at the moment, you know, because it's all over. But pictures of bodies are all over Twitter and all over the news. And, you know, people are in fear and all of this stuff. That's important. That's important stuff. A bloke that used to be on the telly, now presenting a late night phone-in radio show on a station that's not even 6 months old. It doesn't matter. It's not important. You know, everybody's getting this all out of proportion, guys. You know, go and look at the news if you want to see what matters. This doesn't matter. I'll tell you what matters is, can the moon really control your destiny?
I'm on tenterhooks.
0844 499 1000. Is it tenterhooks or tenter?
Tenter.
What's a tenterhook?
I don't know. Is it not a butcher thing?
Oh, it could be, actually. It could be. Or is it a Shakespeare thing? Shakespeare came up with all of the quotes, didn't he?
He did a lot of the quotes, yeah. Let's find out.
The moon has been a source of fascination for stargazers and acid freaks for thousands of years and has long been believed to influence...
A hook used to fasten cloth on a drying frame or tenter.
That's
probably why it's called a tent. Because it's a big bit of cloth.
No, that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
it will be that.
Has been believed to influence everything from the sea to human moods and behaviour. Now astrologer Yasmin Boland... I only want to help you, Boland.
What a load of Boland.
...has revealed that being in tune with the moon's natural 29-day cycle as it waxes and wanes can have a dramatic impact on your life, helping you achieve what you really want. Here's a quote from Yasmin Boland. We know that the moon's gravitational pull on Earth's surface has an effect on tides. We do know that. She's in there with a fact.
Fact.
However, its phases also coincide with many biological rhythms and behaviours in animals, plants and humans. She's talking about periods. Understanding the moon's 8 phases will help you to improve and empower every aspect of Earth. Now, don't worry, Kath. It says here, you don't need to be an expert in astrology.
Excellent. Do I need to phone her premium rate line?
You need to buy her book for £10.99. Moonology, Working with the Magic of Lunar Cycles. You just need to be able to picture what you want and believe you can achieve it. Edmunds alert! Edmunds alert! It's starting to sound a little bit like Noel Edmunds. Russ, please stop. Just stop, dude. Just stop. Just stop. It's groovy. Whatever. Okay. You didn't whinge on Facebook. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Let it go.
Let it go! Russ, listen. I've got my opinion. You've got your opinion. It's groovy, man. It's groovy. You obviously, you know...
I'm glad no one's going on about it.
You obviously had a thing because you brought it up. I didn't bring it up. You brought it up, okay? So just it's fine, Russ. I know you're still listening and that's great, man. Go and watch your Father Ted. the new moon phase. Time to look forward and plan. The new moon is the time to start coming up with ideas for the month ahead and decide which are the most important.
I'm going to buy a book about the moon.
And not read it. Dream big and remember, anything is possible. Think about what you want rather than focusing on what you don't want.
Excellent. Excellent advice.
Now, to help make your dreams become a reality, she's
not everything's possible, because I wanted to be Wonder Woman.
That's not
happening.
No, because you didn't do this.
Oh.
She's got practical tips. Paul, stay there. I'll come to you in a minute. To help make your dreams become a reality, put your wishes into writing or draw a picture.
Okay.
Creating a doodle of your dream means you are visualising it coming true.
Well,
if you choose to write down your dreams, be sure to imagine them in your mind's eye as you put pen to paper.
Well, that's thinking about what you're writing, isn't it?
Imagine how you would feel if your wish was fulfilled. And hold on to that feeling. I don't think there's any need to buy this book. It's all... let's bring Paul into the conversation. Yes, Paul? Paul? Paul?
What?
What do you mean, what?
You phoned us.
Yeah. Well, actually, Ed phoned me. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I want to lighten the mood somewhat. And
yes.
I want to talk to you about cancer.
Hey!
So, actually, it's good news. My boss today was talking to my friend, and he declared that olive oil kills cancer cells.
Hey! Good old olive oil. That's why they don't have cancer in Greece.
You know what? He said people in the Mediterranean live a lot longer because they don't get cancer.
Well.
And this is fact.
Wowzers.
But aren't the oldest people, come from, like, Japan or Canada or China or something?
The Japanese have a lot of old people. Yes, the Japanese have a lot of old people.
Are they big on the old olive oil?
They're not. Well, then I know they don't have any cows in Japan. They don't have any dairy products.
Well, but they have Kobe beef. That's Japanese, isn't it?
They have some cows.
They have some cows, but they don't use the white fluid from it.
Ah. So, that's not olive oil.
No. But the Japanese, what I'm saying is the Japanese don't have dairy. They don't have any dairy products.
Ah, I see. So
you can't get milk or cheese in Japan. It's really, really hard to get. And then the only cheese you can get is a horrible plasticky one. Yes.
And have I heard this right, that they don't recycle?
Oh, the Japanese?
Did I make that up? Maybe I made that up.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, I'm sure I heard it.
I tell you what we're going to do, Paul. We're going to say it's a fact until we get a phone call from a Japanese person saying otherwise. How's about them apples?
Beautiful.
Does that sound good?
Yep.
Nice one. Anything else, Paul? I'm going to take that as a no.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over. Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000. We'll continue with the important stuff, the moon conversation, in a minute. But Ian's on the line. Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you, boss. What you got for us?
Well, I've done a terrible thing this evening.
You sound like Frank Spencer. I did a terrible thing. What did you do?
I do apologise. I've been battling with alcoholism for some time.
Oh, blimey, how's that going?
And, well, it's been going okay, and I felt like I was on top of it. And tonight I've stolen a couple of bottles of wine.
Dang.
Yeah.
Where'd you nick them from?
The worst thing is, Ian, that I stole them from people that trusted me and that allowed me into their home.
Yeah, that happens. Have you got your radio or your computer on or something?
I'm on Skype, actually.
Oh, OK, well, it's a bit of an echo.
Skype.
That's all right, don't worry about it, that's fine.
So I feel a little bit ashamed of myself. But I know you talk about addiction from time to time, and my behaviour tonight has been that of an addict.
Yeah, sneaking around, doing stuff secretly and stealing from people who trust you. Yeah, of course.
Gulking.
So, have you drunk the wine?
Yeah, I have.
And how are you feeling about it?
With a threat of yours of your dump button, pretty terrible.
Yeah.
You know,
was that
myself?
Yeah, of course.
Awful.
How long had you gone without having a drink?
About 6 months.
Hey, that's not bad, is it? That's good.
Not bad, is it? You know.
And how are bad. How are you doing it?
What do you mean?
Well, how are you stopping drinking?
Exercise, kind of trying to eat well, not going to bars, what, avoiding people that drink.
What makes you think you're would you say you're an alcoholic?
I would be, just because of my behaviour around alcohol. You know, you said the last couple of nights on your show, you know, one's not enough and a thousand's never enough.
One is too many and a thousand's never enough, yeah.
Correct. It's that attitude, you know, just that lack of control. And, you know, with tonight's kind of stealing of booze, it kind of suggests that, that's not positive behaviour, is it?
No, it's not positive behaviour. I know, are you calling from France, it says on my screen?
I am, sir, yes.
Well, have you got anybody who knows that you're an alcoholic?
Well, I mean, my partner does, you know, and she, you know, she tries her best.
Yeah.
A couple of members of the close family are aware of issues because of kind of troubling behaviour in the past, because of alcohol. Not violence, but reckless behaviour aimed at myself, not at others.
Yeah. So, well, self-destruction.
Exactly, you know. The best example was leaping from a moving car.
There we
you
go.
Know, and that kind of clued them in that I was not quite right when it came to alcohol.
That's proper nut stuff, isn't it?
I know.
How did that go?
Oh, well, cuts and bruises.
Yeah, well done.
But you know, I was honestly lucky genuinely. I mean, the car was travelling,
yeah.
And I was lucky not to genuinely hurt myself.
Oh yeah, you could have been killed, mate. You could have been killed.
Luckily, I'd watched enough episodes of TJ Hooker that I knew how to roll.
He knows that. I tell you what, that Shatner stuntman certainly knows how to jump out of a moving vehicle, doesn't he?
He knew his stuff.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, what I'm going to try and do the same as I've done the last 6 months, which is not to drink.
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, because today in France is Bastille Day.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody's kind of up and celebrating. And so all that kind of, all that worry about my stupid addiction went into the back of all of our minds.
Yeah, of course.
And of course, what happens? An addict takes advantage.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done. It's shameful.
Yeah.
It's awful. But at least I know it.
Yeah, but that's a step in the right direction. What are you going to do? What are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to go for a run.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to go for a run and realise how physically better I feel not drinking, how mentally better I feel not drinking, how there's people around me that love me, that prefer me when I'm not drinking. You know, it's all the positive stuff. So, you know, I can do it. I can do it.
Are you going to tell the people you nicked the wine off them?
I've already told them.
Hey, well, that's good. What did they say?
Well, of course, they weren't amused, but they were grateful for the honesty.
There's a saying. There is a saying that won't mean anything to most people, but... what's the difference between an alcoholic and a drug addict? They'll both steal your purse, but the alcoholic will tell you they've done it.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's a good one. And from what I know, it makes perfect sense.
That's really great.
Yeah, it is a good one. Have you ever thought of going to somewhere like AA?
Not AA. I've spoken to Samaritans previously.
Yeah.
I've been to counselling by, when I was living in England, like counselling by the NHS.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't for me. And that's not me.
Why wasn't it for you?
Which one? The Samaritans or the NHS?
Well, the Samaritans is great, and I call the Samaritans. Yeah. When I want to top myself, I call the Samaritans because it's a nice way of just squeezing that spot and getting the pressure out a bit. But the Samaritans can't do anything. They can't give you advice, and they can't make suggestions. All they can do is listen and not hang up, right? Yeah. So the NHS one. What? Why was that? Why was that not for you?
I found it, now maybe it was just the person in question, but she seemed incredibly judgmental.
What made you think she was judgmental?
She was talking about the usage of substances, alcohol and drugs and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And every time it was, yes, I've used that, it kind of felt like she was implying it was my fault. Right. You know, and now here's the thing: I take full responsibility for my behaviour.
Yeah,
but I was not there to be told something I already knew, which was that.
Give me an example of one thing she said that was judgmental.
It's too long ago. It's too long ago to give precise examples.
Yeah. See, that's funny because I would have thought you'd have been able to remember one.
I know.
It's almost as if,
Yeah, go on.
You didn't like it because she was holding up a mirror in front of you.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. Maybe the truth was too painful at the time, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe the truth was too painful at the time, you know. I think if I went today, because, I mean, this was 6 or 7 years ago, you know, maybe if I went today, I would respond more positively. I think I would, in fact. So maybe my memory is tainted by my mentality at the time.
I know people that have died with what you've got, and they've either died because they've poisoned their bodies, or it got so bad that they hang themselves.
I know. It's all, my uncle hung himself.
Was he an alcoholic?
Alcohol and cocaine addiction. Yeah.
It runs in the family.
Runs in the family. It certainly does, sir. You know, it definitely runs in the family.
And isn't it funny? Hang on a minute. We got all night. This is funny, right? It's almost laugh out loud funny, right? Because it's so ridiculous. I'm a strong believer that addiction is genetic, right? And you've just mentioned that your uncle that hung himself because he was an alcoholic and a drug addict. And we've all laughed about you jumping out of a car, moving at high speed, and you rolling out. And I'm sure that you've been stealing from your friends, and I'm sure there are many more adventures. And you could end up dead. And what I'm hearing from you is excuses for not... Because you didn't like the woman at the NHS place. That you're going to try and do the thing that you did before, like go running and stuff. And how successful was that?
It was very successful.
How successful was it?
Hang on. I didn't drink for 6 months and I dropped 2 stones. That's pretty successful.
Right. And how pissed are you now?
Well, I'm 2 bottles of wine deep.
Right, so it didn't work, did it?
It didn't work at all. You're absolutely correct. It worked for 6 months, and then tonight it hasn't worked. So.
And how were you in that 6 months? How was your relationship with your partner?
Much better.
Yeah.
Much better. Oh, brilliant! Brilliant. My positivity was better. My thought process was better. My creativity was better.
Yeah, yeah.
My work was better. Everything was better.
How long have you wanted this drink tonight?
Probably 5 months and 30 days.
Right. Well, okay. I'm going to make a suggestion and you do whatever you want with it, right? Because, as I say, I know people that have died, I know people that have got their lives back.
Yeah.
My suggestion is go to AA.
Sure. But I'm not in the UK. I'm not in the UK.
Whereabouts in France are you?
Is that international? I can use Google, sir. I can use Google.
The thing is, they're all over the world, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And there will be English speaking. Are you like in like a big city? Don't tell me why, but you're in a big city.
Well, Lyon.
Right.
Yeah.
There'll be English speaking meetings there. And here's the. Do you speak fluent French?
Not fluent, but, you know, good French.
Here's the thing I know on good authority, right?
Yeah.
If you go to a French-speaking AA meeting...
Go on.
...and ask them They will do as much of the meeting in English as they can.
Right.
They would do that for you. Sure. Complete stranger, sure, walking off the street. If you said, I don't really speak French, can someone help? Someone would translate for you. Or if they were all comfortable speaking English, they would do the meeting in English for you. Imagine that. Strangers.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Did you go to AA when you kind of went teetotal?
Well, I stopped drinking and kind of why I stopped drinking and how I stopped drinking, I tend to keep kind of private, but well, I do...
Sure.
No, exactly, and it's fine. But I do know people that have been to AA. I know how AA meetings work, and I know that not everybody digs them, but I also know people that have had their lives saved by it.
I know. It's important, isn't it? It's important to be alive, isn't it?
Well... Yeah, you know, sometimes it is, and sometimes I think it isn't, you know, but...
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Here we go.
I hear the dichotomy in your voice.
Here we go. Hang on a second. Right. Have you got a pen and paper?
Me? Right now?
Yeah.
No, I don't, but I can grab... Oh, hang on. Let me grab a pen. Hold on. Have you got 2 seconds,
I've
sir?
Got as long as we need.
Thank you. Go on.
Right. I don't know what these codes are or anything, but 33...
Mm-hmm.
1...
Yeah.
480...
Sure.
643...
Mm-hmm.
68.
Okay.
Now, that's AA. That's the French headquarters of AA.
Yeah.
Someone there will speak to you in English.
That's great. That's really, really kind of you. I genuinely feel moved by that.
Well, it's no sweat of mine. It's like getting your phone number. It's up to you. And, you know, if you phone it, you phone it. And if you don't phone it, you don't have to. And you don't have to give your real name. You give your real name, whatever.
I know. Still a nice thing to do, though.
Good luck, Ian.
Thanks. I've got one other thing, if I could.
Yeah, go on.
Sure. And that's people being horrid on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
They're awful, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They're awful, aren't they? Aren't they just the worst human being? Aren't they just parasites?
There is a lot of awful people, and I need to learn to back away from the edge. Ian, listen, I'm going to go because I'm really late for a break.
Sure.
Best of luck.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you.
Absolute
Thank you.
Pleasure. Maybe we'll speak again.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It's Kathy on the line. Good evening, Kathy.
Good evening. And I was thinking about Professor Nutt, actually.
Professor whom?
Yeah, Professor... Remember a few years ago, there was this David Nutt professor.
David Mutt?
David Nutt, N-U-T-T, and he said something really...
Say that, spell his name again.
N-U-T-T.
T-T, okay, yes.
T-T, yes.
Nutt.
Yes.
No, I don't... Where was he?
I'm not making it up, but he did...
Do you really not remember him?
No.
He said something the government didn't like, so they fired him off. He said drugs. Some drugs weren't all that bad, and they weren't as dangerous.
Oh, is that who that was? He was the drug czar.
Yeah,
and
And he said that alcohol is more damaging than heroin. Yeah. That's it.
I never thought you'd be a junkie because heroin is so passe.
I don't know if he sang the song. Can't remember.
That was the Dandy Warhols. That was their hit.
So that's true. Alcohol, unfortunately, maybe it tastes good, but it ruins lives, and that's
not heroin?
Good. No, I don't know. I've never tasted it.
I wouldn't like to, for goodness gracious. Booze. Booze doesn't even taste that nice. That's the thing. I never liked the taste of it. I've never liked the taste of spirits, but I would drink Jack Daniels smothered in Coke. Mm. I didn't like vodka, but I liked the effect it had on me, so I would smother it in orange juice. I could drink like a bottle of Beck's, but once I started drinking two or three beers, I'd get really gassy and I'd have to go to the toilets and make myself belch because it was just, and I can't think, I never liked, white wine just gave me a terrible headache. Red wine was good because it would knock me out. But I never really liked booze.
No, but the thing is, we're brought up, aren't we, to believe that booze equals good times.
Yeah.
And it's so, you know, it's so endemic.
Yeah, booze.
But you know what I mean? In everything. You watch TV. Watch the flipping snowman. They're all like, having a celebration. They're all ratted.
Yeah, yeah.
It's everywhere.
Is it why he's flying? Because he's
high. High as a kite, baby. I'm the snowman. I'm high as a kite, baby.
Don't you remember there's a bit where there's a man on a boat and he's got his party hat on askew and he looks at his bottle. He sees them flying and looks at his bottle of wine and thinks, well, I've had too many.
Oh, God. It makes me sleepy, alcohol, so I just don't do it because what's the fun in sleeping? I don't know.
No. Oh, hang on.
Oh, I love sleeping.
Sleeping is my favourite thing. I love sleeping.
Say that again.
Sleeping is my favourite thing. I love sleep. Yes, sleeping is my favourite thing. I love sleep. I woke up this morning going... I woke up this morning. I woke myself by saying, but Michelle, I love you.
Oh.
I don't know who I'm called Michelle. I don't know who I'm called, Michelle. Michelle, I love you. Huh?
Oh, what? Michelle Marbel, something, huh? Something. I was going to finish that story about the festival.
Okay, go on. I want to finish about moons. I want to tell people how to make their dreams come true with moons.
Yeah. So that the craziest thing I saw there was, you know, black metal usually is associated with
the devil.
Satanists,
yes.
Well, that's the thing. Yes. There were people there with the corpse painting faces and everything.
Painting faces?
Yes. You've seen those bands like Immortal or...
I've not seen Immortal, no. Okay. I don't know.
Well, I have. And they've got those... Kiss. They've got the painted faces, right?
Yeah, but that's more in the kabuki tradition. I would call them corpses.
Okay. Right. But anyway, so we arrived at this festival and those people, they are sporting those makeups. And that's why we didn't think anything of it, you know.
You thought, these are my people.
Yeah, exactly. No. It's Christian Metal Festival. And they were booked, but it was... because they used to have an American singer who was Christian, for some reason they thought, okay, well, let's book them, and that's it. That's why they were there. But it came as such a big surprise. I tell you what, it was just crazy. And they had this christening of a CD on stage. Someone did that. Well, it's bonkers. Metal is proper bonkers.
Are you aware of the Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah. I've seen a few videos.
The Insane Clown Posse, and I was into them for a bit because I thought they were so funny. And basically, they're rap, right?
Kind of course, yeah.
Like really obnoxious, nasty, sexist, all about women's bits rap, right? Yeah. And then about 5-6 years ago, they came out as Christians.
What? Right?
And they said, I think John Ronson wrote about them. They said that they'd been Christians the whole time. And this is like 25 years into their career. They'd been Christians the whole time. And if you looked at their songs, there was clues that they were Christians. But they were also singing...
In between the lady bits.
Also singing, you know, explicit songs about, you know, abbeys and all this kind of stuff. And you know, give you and all that. Because they wanted to get their fans in... And then hit them with the good word.
That excuse.
Right.
I was only doing it for your own good.
Yeah, kind of. I can't name an Insane Clown Posse song, but I did have an album once. I got into them for a joke. But they're Christian. I was going to say born again Christians, but I don't. They wouldn't say they were born again. They would say they've always been Christians, and they've been undercover in the world of sin to get the sinners, and then when they're in, they hit them with the God lyrics.
But how did that work out for them?
Leave.
I don't know. I'll have to do a bit of research on them, on the Insane Clown Posse. It's a great name for a band. And they would look like clowns, like insane clowns. And they were a posse, so it fitted. But, they were... It's a great name for a band.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's taken already, I'm afraid.
Well, but by the Insane Clown Posse. Yeah, I know.
so can't really.
What
use
did you say?
That.
Can't.
Can't. Okay, it was the accent.
Sorry.
Thought you'd done a Tanya Snugs. Okay. All right, catch up, Katie. I'm going to cut you off.
Okay. Bye.
Anyway, the moon.
The waxing crescent moon phase, 3 to 7 days after the new moon. Mm. Time to explore your dreams. This is the time to allow your dreams to blossom and flourish. At this time, the moon is moving from being invisible to full power, and it's the same for your dreams. Well, that doesn't even mean anything. Keep thinking about what you want and reading your list aloud. So basically, you just got to think and write and then read. The waxing...
Some would call it make a plan.
Yeah. The waxing crescent moon is time to keep the faith and have courage. Sometimes it does take guts to go after what you want, and doing so can ignite a fear of failure. If this is an issue for you, then you need to focus on not giving up. Repeat the mantra, I know what I want, and I can get there. Let's go. We're going to go to the end of the phases because I want to know what you do at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So
you dance naked.
The balsamic moon phase. So this is the end. This is 10 days after the full moon. Time to release and let go. The word balsamic comes from the word vinegar. No, hang on. Comes from the word balsam. Balsam.
Alberto.
Which means healing and soothing. Soothing vinegar. I like a bit of balsamic.
Yeah, I do. Makes everything better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, actually. It really does. Boring salad, balsamic, beautiful. Mm. But it's good for you as well. Throughout the lunar cycle, we have moved from hopes and dreams to realisations of what can and cannot be.
Oh, I thought she said everything could be.
Well...
She's changed.
Somewhere in the stages we missed out, yes.
Give up on the stuff that won't happen.
To acceptance and forgiveness. Now is the time for healing and soothing, ready to start the whole process again.
Oh.
Start to think about your dreams again. And allow hope to guide and inspire you. The lunar cycle is ending and it's time to let go and move on. It's time for a rest. Give yourself a break and take time to daydream.
How long?
She doesn't specify. This is a brilliant time to stop any habits that aren't good for you.
Stop the crack.
My habit of believing that if I write down stuff and pray to the moon, it will happen. I'm going to stop it. And end relationships that aren't working. Well, Yasmin Boland, I'm ending that relationship.
Why are you finishing with me? It's the end of the moon.
It's the end of the moon. It's the end of the moon. Ah, dearie, dearie me. Well,
what a load of Boland.
Well, you don't know. Her dream was to write a book full of bullshine and it's come true.
Charge £10 a pop.
I'm sure it's an excellent book. Catherine, thank you very much indeed. Thank you to everybody who called in. Ed, it's lovely to have you back. Something will be here tomorrow night at 10. Let's see what.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.